It's showtime.
Okay, Tokyo, South America, Australia, France, Germany,
UK,
America.
Here we go. Head on with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing, and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head On with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy. And here we are, off and running on this 13th day of January 2021. Let history remember it as the first time that a sitting American president had been twice impeached. He is doubly impeached, is Nitwit Nero, on this final prayer meeting Wednesday of his misadministration, his maladministration. And God, he deserved it. And so now the drama becomes a matter of figuring out when he will be tried in the Senate. It's just a pity that, I don't know. It's kind of a curious thing. There's only 9 Republicans in the Senate who have stood up and said that they openly oppose the impeachment. So, there we go. So, it remains to be seen. Hi, I'm Robin. And this is Prayer Meeting Wednesday on the Horn. And, you know, it occurs to me, we might want to do a little bit of a... front porch thing. We did one a week ago today to discuss the insurrection. It might be beneficial to do the same thing today relative to the this impeachment. Let me take a look at some email. Randy Radar asking, will Schumer call the Senate to reconvene soon, and when will the Georgia senators be certified and seated? Well, it would require the consent of both the majority and the minority leader for the Senate to be reconvened. And McConnell has said he ain't going to do that. Because, as Brother Bishop Steve from Georgistan points out in the chat room, Mitch is a weasel. He is that, and it's a hell of a thing to say about weasels. It could happen. It could begin as early as Tuesday, and that's probably what will actually go down. Arthur getting an early one in. Double impeach gum. Minty. Double your impeachment pleasure. Yes. Right. I understand. Yeah, Steve and George, Brother Bishop Steve says no disrespect to weasels.
Yeah.
Remember the weasel from Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
That weasel. Right. So, we're still not out of the woods. Oh, hi. Yeah, I did the hi, I'm Robin part, didn't I? We're still not out of the woods. There are plans still afoot. We will have probably more troops in Washington, D.C. on the 20th of January than have been there since 1865. It's a matter of a wait-and-see kind of thing. But they're promising more violence. And they're promising violence all over the country in every state capital. If you can stay away from state capitals over the weekend and between now and, the inauguration, it might be a good idea to do that. And by the way, if you'd like to augment your live listening pleasure during the program this evening and any time the program is live, 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, then by all means, bebop on over to headon.live and click on chat room, where this evening, if you pick out a screen name and a password, if you've never done that before, you'll be greeted by the likes of Anatole and Otto and Roger in Oregon and Squeaky, and capably moderated by pinch-hit midweek chat room utility moderator and all-around great guy, Brother Bishop Steve from Georgistan. It's a good time to be had by all, and every program here at the Horn begins with gratitude. This program is no different. We have reached the 13th day of the month, and that means that subscribers are kind of sparse, but we do have a couple of subscribers on the 13th, just like we do on the 12th. And so thanks go out. Thanks go out to Gary and Gaia out in Oregon, and to Greg. Thank you both very kindly. And the fundraising goal stands at $590. And I have happy news. And this will probably go quickly because I've got a note to share. Don't worry about the joke, but I've got a note from Paul from Parts Unknown. And the title of the note is Nuts to Trump. Okay? And there's a follow-up to that. And Paul from Parts Unknown was a little bit worried about a bit of humor he offered up, and it didn't bother me at all. He had suggested that if anybody gives me any grief for how I'm dressed in public now, tell them, well, that's what happens when you don't get a mask. When you don't wear a mask, you catch the COVID, and the next thing you know, well, things are growing and changing, and here's a dress. Please wear your mask. Paul said, I know it sounds far-fetched, but recent events have shown that the maggots will believe almost anything. Don't worry about that. Don't apologize it. Don't apologize at all. You weren't offended at all. You didn't offend me at all. I wasn't offended. I thought it was funny. Paul was worried about it and said being on the spectrum means you figure out the social stuff slower than normal, but you get there. I was just doing my morning chores after sending the email, and a thought popped into my head saying, you know, that was offensive. I'm like, where were you on the second or third read-through before I sent it? You know, maybe that is a function of being on the spectrum, Paul, but happens to me too. The finger reaches for send, but don't worry at all, because Paul added, congrats on coming out. Sorry this is coming so late, but I'm still working 6 days a week, and I'm behind on podcasts. And I'm glad you're getting such positive support from the Horn community, and so happy you're getting such a warm reception from so many people on the show and at home, and I do thank you so very much. Paul adds, I'm appalled but not shocked about the events that happened at the Capitol last week. I think and you know what? I'm kind of proud because this is one of those little cranky English moments, the art of word knowing and everything. With the Capitol having been assaulted last week and the fallout from it still falling out, you'd be surprised how many people spell the name of the building as C-A-P-I-T-A-L. No. just a little grammar moment. They're homonyms, capital and capital, but they have different meanings. And, of course, the name comes from one of the seven hills of Rome, the Capitoline Hill, where once was the temple of Capitoline Jupiter. But we've taken it to mean that a seat of government, or the building that houses the seat of government. So the building is the C-A-P-I-T-O-L. The seat of government town is the C-A-P-I-T-A-L. What a booger of a language. What a devil of a language English is. But I'm proud to say that Paul from Parts Unknown got it right. Yay. So, Paul says, I am appalled but not shocked about the events that happened at the Capitol last week. I think the only thing that is keeping the country from falling is that Trump is a fuck-up and can't do anything right. I want there to be an investigation and guilty parties to go to prison. I can't wait till he's gone, and I'm sure the Horn community feels the same way. And in that spirit, pay attention, this is special, I want to put up the Nuts to Trump, Paulmans to You challenge. That's right. Paul says, I have some leftover Paulmans from the holidays that I saved specifically for January. I'm putting up two more tins of Paulmans for $50 each. Claim your prize by letting Robin know and giving her your address. Look at those pronouns. This is wonderful. Robin will pass it on to me, and I'll get them out in the mail on Thursday. Act now, and not only will you be eating Paulmans while watching Joe Biden's inauguration next week, you could get them early enough to eat while you watch Trump being removed from office. Ooh! So, to be clear, there are two tins of Paulmans available, and, you know, the four just flew away during Christmas and New Year's. And everybody who's ever received Paulmans has the same standard, stunning, delighted response to their first good, crunchy handful. So the first two $50 contributions, the first two people that jump in on that and send and email me your address, please, bobkincaid@gmail.com. Email me your address. I'll pass it on to Paul, and you will be the happy recipient of something that's never happened here on the Horn before, January Paulmans. Nuts to Trump, Paulmans to you. For those of you who may not yet know, Paulmans are a very yummy treat that if you haven't had them, you should. They're almonds peeled by hand and roasted in finely ground sea salt and extra virgin olive oil. They're gluten-free and vegan. This challenge is partially brought to you, Paul says, by my wife. You see, I buy more tins than I need every year and stash them in the garage. I stored about 15 tins from 2019 in the garage, and my wife has demanded I get rid of them. I'm down to three left, and after the challenge, I'll be down to one. These are going to be large tins, so they will not be full like usual, but you will still receive the normal amount, which is about 5 cups, roughly 1.5 pounds, about 680 grams for our international listeners of Paulmans. Yay for Paul, says Ralphs. This really is delightful. So to continue, let's not forget that Trump's greatest weapon is distraction. With everything going on, the horror that is COVID-19 is still happening and killing over 4,000 U.S. citizens a day on its way to 5,000 a day with overloaded hospitals right behind it. As a reminder, says Paul, I'm a scientist who works in a lab. The site I work at, in fact, the building I work in, is where some of the components that go into the COVID-19 test kits are made. I've been living under isolation protocols since late March of 2019. As the infection rates skyrocket around the U.S., these protocols have gotten more serious. In the past month, there have been new rules that have been instituted on site to keep us safe. We have periodic testing about every 3 weeks. In fact, I get tested again today. I get the pleasure of sticking a long Q-tip up my own nose as far as I can and then twirling it and doing it again with the other nostril. We also increased our social distancing and reduced the maximum occupancy of rooms and labs to reduce overcrowding even further. Last week, they started doing audits of labs once a week to make sure that everyone's following the rules and if there are things we can do to make it easier to follow the rules. No one's tested positive in the lab since last month, but everybody's noticeably on alert. They remind us that these rules are necessary to keep us all employed and alive. These new rules are to prevent community spread within the lab. The thinking is, it's just a matter of time before another one of us tests positive, and we need to prevent it from spreading through the lab. The talk around the lab is this new variant of COVID-19 that is 70% more contagious than the original. Everyone in the lab is hoping that the vaccine rollout under Biden will be done before the new variant really gets rolling. If we don't get a handle on it, we could be looking at 4,000 U.S. deaths a day in the summer, not just in the winter. So, Paul advises, be careful out there. I want everyone in the Horn community to pretend that Trump is still president when it comes to COVID. What I mean by that is, don't relax what you're doing just because Biden's in office. Stay vigilant until you get the vaccine. Wear your mask. Stay 15 feet from people. Don't talk for more than 5 minutes inside a place where everyone is wearing a mask that's not your home. Go out as little as possible. Order your groceries online. Pick up if you can. Be safe and healthy, Horn community. When it comes to COVID, we still haven't seen the worst of it yet. At this point, there's a good chance that one out of every 10 people you encounter has it, right now. It's dangerous out there. I'll write again when I can, says Paul from parts unknown. Yeah, do be careful. Don't stop being careful. And further reminder, based on what we know out of the past week with the Republicans who are spreading it for all they're worth in the Congress, one member of Congress, a Democrat, of course, tested positive for COVID the day after she received her vaccine. I mentioned this before. I cannot reemphasize this enough. Even when you get the vaccine, do not assume you're safe, because it takes time to build up in your system. It takes time for your body to learn how to be immune. And the thing is, we don't necessarily know what that time frame is, and I suspect the vaccine makers don't necessarily know what that time frame is exactly. Please, 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 for God's sakes, be careful. Okay? Please. Well, not necessarily. Randy says you'd probably be better off living in Vermont. You may get yourself harmed being out living where you are. And the fact of the matter is, not really, because as Jeremy has told us, they got the Klan in Vermont, they got rednecks in Vermont. Appalachia's Appalachia, but I'm very lucky where I live. I live in a very blue, I live probably in the bluest little area of West Virginia that maybe isn't Morgantown, where the university is. And so far, it's been very positive. And believe you me, I'm prepared. Let's just put it this way. It ain't just for Boy Scouts anymore. Okay. One tin of Palmans is gone. Tracy will be enjoying some salty almond wonderful snacks. One remains. So one remains, and there we go. Oh, and by the way, another little thing to add to the conversation, courtesy of Chris in Germany, we have a challenge on the table to help knock down the fundraising deficit. Let me see here. I want to make sure I get the name right. Let's see here.
Let's see. Just a second.
That's right. Okay, there it is. The $200 impeach the motherfucker for real this time challenge. That's on the table, courtesy of Chris. Chris has impeached the motherfucker for real this time, and he was impeached for real. The most bipartisan impeachment in history just went down moments ago. Not an hour ago. And 10 Republicans joined in. And of course, there's a whole bunch of maggots, and they stood and they blathered and blithered. But so all told, the two Paulman challenges are there. And so if we fulfill the challenge and the two Paulmans go, then we'll only have $90 to be fully funded up to the middle of this week. So one tin of Paulmans remains. You have to send me your mailing address. And then, I'll send that on to Paul. Congratulations to Tracy. I know Tracy will enjoy them. So, there we go. We're off and running. I'm sorry, Randy. Randy says, I've been isolated, but I have to open my door tomorrow to get my flaky Comcast modem replaced by a Comcast technician. Make sure the said technician is wearing a mask and keep your distance, Randy. Nobody's safe, and no assumptions. No, it's not unlikely. Paul from Parts Unknown is not kidding. Randy Radar noting, it seems unlikely the Paulmans are peeled by hand. There are so many in a box, a rock tumbler may work better. No, that'd tear the almonds up. They are peeled by hand. And that's part of what makes them so doggone amazing. Megan, with a note, as if the planned storming wasn't mad enough, we get this in Virginia this weekend. Virginia Gun Group pressing on with January 18th event despite violence in D.C. Well, of course they are. And what we mean by that is that the Citizens Defense League of the Commonwealth of Old Virginia, well, they're going to have a rally in Richmond and bring guns. And a year ago, there was more than 20,000 people who surrounded the Capitol with their firearms. Well, I'm not, I'm not exactly confident that they're going to be peaceable. PayPal should be working. Brother Bishop Steve asked, is PayPal working? It didn't act like it typically does. It appears to be, because Otto DeShot has gotten us started. We're down to 580. Thank you, Otto. Thank you very kindly. I'm assuming it's working, but, you know, assuming is a dangerous thing. I understand that. Yeah, there was no small amount of maggoty, disgusting, weird. 4 years of division, 4 years of violent rhetoric, 4 years of bigotry and racism. Oh, but now the maggots want unity. So, there we go. Today it was unity, unity, unity. Steve in New York pointing out, nothing has fucking changed. Recall that right after Columbine, the NRA held a rally in the town where it happened, even after the town asked evil Moses not to. I know. I know. Get your hands off my guns, you damn dirty ape. Right. And Steve from Georgia Stan tells me that Sparky will be popping by to run a front porch
this evening. So that's excellent. Thanks for taking care of that, Steve. Much appreciated. Of all the fun there was to be had today, and by fun, I mean watching the maggots twist themselves into pretzels, trying to make sure that they continue to appease not just their God Emperor, but their God Emperor's cult followers back home in the district. Well, there was the one little moment where Jim Shorts Jordan, who ran the morning's affair, had his mask on, actually wore his jacket because Nancy, who does not get the credit she deserves, ain't taking no shit. And he stepped up and said, I'd like to recognize that fucker's got it. Oh, okay, the PayPal text was from last week. Oh, my God. Well, I don't get a date on those things, Steve, so thanks for letting me know. PayPal's working fine. But the stupid bastard probably has the Rona. And he was there on the floor of the house. Because they're bioterrorists. That was a moment, but the best moment came. Oh, let's see, there was a sub-nosed COVIDiot maggot who wouldn't wear his mask properly. 'Cause freedom! But the best was, I thought, Cucumber Lady from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who stood up and took her minute or whatever it was she had, and gosh, I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was something along the lines of, you know, if my God Emperor Donald Trump was to appear right here right now and drop his trousers and direct me to kiss his jiggling adipose behind, well, I would get right down on my knees and just start a smooching away. I would. All the while, and this is the funny part, she's running her yap, and she's wearing a mask that reads, it's a black mask with white letters, all caps, and it reads, censored. Censored. You know, Margie, when you're sitting there declaring your undying devotion, well, and you're supporting terrorism and you're doubling down on an insurrection and your own treason, it's impossible to take your censored mask, Margie, as anything but funny, ironic, hilarious, satirical. What a piece of work she was. Well, okay, labor man in New Mexico took the second tin of Pullman's. Don, you just got in a shade too late. Sorry about that, and I don't know if we could have mailed them across international boundaries anyway, but thanks for jumping in just the same, Don. Maybe we can try that next year. Labor man got in just literally 1 minute ahead of you. That's the way it goes with the Pullmans, man. They go fast. So, yeah.
Censored!
And Lauren Boebert, the pistol-packing mama of the Congress, she was a hoot, too. And she's going to be in the minority. She's going to stay in the minority. If we keep our shit together, maybe she'll be in the minority for the entirety of her career until the people of that particular district in Colorado wise the hell up and bounce her the hell out. So there's that. All told, a historical day. A fascinating day, and at the same time that the second impeachment of a sitting or the impeachment for the second time of a sitting president was being announced, all day long we've also had various disclosures of the dirtbags and scumbuckets and treasoners and traitors and insurrectionist maggots who are being busted for their participation in last week's, not riot, but assault, insurrection. Okay? But for those of you who may have missed it, this is what history sounds like.
On this vote, the ayes are 232, the nays are 197. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
For the second time. More and more, this becomes a modernized tableau out of ancient history. As I listened to the remarks, particularly of the Democrats today, I was reminded, as I've said previously, I was reminded of the seventh consulship of Gaius Marius, but also Catiline, the man who tried to bring down the Roman Republic and tried to lead a mob against it and had to be forcefully opposed. Yeah. Apparently, we just blipped the minute I mentioned Gaius Marius. Well, nothing's showing here, so thank goodness for that. But as historic moments go, well, this was. Here is the roll of honor. When people get things right, you praise them for it. The 10 Republicans who joined the Democratic Party's votes in standing up for the Constitution and honoring their oaths while the rest of their caucus dishonored theirs were John Katko of New York, Liz Cheney of Wyoming, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, Fred Upton of Michigan, Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington, Dan Newhouse of Washington, Peter Mayer of Michigan, Tom Rice of South Carolina, Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, and David Valadao of California. Only five Democrats crossed the line during the impeachment of Bill Clinton for consensual oral sex. But 10 Republicans joined in this effort. And it says something about what may happen in the Senate. Because we're hearing rumblings now that even Moscow Mitch may decide to cast a vote to remove him from office, because he's trying to save his party. And because of the blip, apparently the audio didn't get out, so here's the historic moment again.
On this vote, the ayes are 232, the nays are 197. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
And there it was. So now we see where we go from here. And it will be, it's going to be challenging. It's going to be difficult. And it's going to be probably frightening. Because, among other things, let's see. The Secret Service has said that the Boogaloo Boys and their Aloha shirts expect to engage in violence ahead of the inauguration of Joseph R. Biden. That, according to the Daily Beast earlier today, an intelligence bulletin. The Secret Service bulletin dated January 11th is unclassified but marked not for distribution outside law enforcement channels and was obtained by the Daily Beast. The Daily Beast is declining to give specifics for these rallies. to prevent insurrectionists from organizing through the media. Although the primary responsibility of the Secret Service is to protect the president, the intelligence bulletin warns of demonstrations slated for state capitals, too. And so it'll be interesting to see in maggot states whether or not law enforcement steps up to honor their oaths as well. We can only wait and see. In the meantime, Megan talking about Virginia a little bit ago. Well, there were some police, and why am I not surprised? Two police from Rocky Mount, Virginia, have had misdemeanors filed against them, federal misdemeanors. Namely, Officer Jacob Fracker, because of course, and Sergeant T.J. Robertson. They've each been charged with improperly entering the Capitol. I mean, can you, what, how the hell does that happen? Hey, look. When we get off shift, you want to go up to D.C. and commit some treason? Yeah, why not? Because they were inside the Capitol, and the geniuses took selfies. Right. A selfie that Fracker took inside the Capitol shows the officer standing in front of a statue of John Stark, a Revolutionary War officer from New Hampshire, famed for having penned that state's motto, live free or die. And Fracker is, of course, making an obscene gesture, probably the same obscene gesture that you did. Well, if you turn your palm, if you make the obscene gesture and you turn your palm outward, like I said before, you have the outline of the state of West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Geniuses. I wonder how many people they've rousted and roughed up. I wonder if they should ever be allowed to be, you know, cops again. Makes me think of something Rashida Tlaib said, Darlene reminds us, in what feels like a century ago, with an addition by me. We're going to impeach the motherfucker. .. Twice! And God, if there was enough time, he should be impeached 3, 4, 5 times until he finally gets the message. And the reason we go forward with the trial and we insist on going forward with the trial is that if we can convict the sorry bastard, he can never run for office again because he should never be allowed to hold an office, a position of trust or responsibility or profit among the... in the government of the United States or any government. But the impeachment clause speaks to the federal government. Non-voting members, Billable Rick says, I saw that 5 House members failed to cast a vote, 4 of whom were Republicans. Talk about chicken shits. I guess they just couldn't scare up the courage to press the yay button, given that their constituents revere the God Emperor. I half expected that David Chicken Perdue would have been among the non-voting GOP House members, but realized that, well, he's an outgoing senator, and now that he's been whipped, he's probably not that outgoing. He's probably downright sullen and cantankerous and pissy. See what I did there? Outgoing. Yeah, right. I know. And of course, we have both sides bullshit. Robin, I don't know how you in the horn community are doing at this moment, but I'm just fucking furious. Hopefully this will be the last prayer meeting Wednesday with Donald Trump, and by this time next week we'll have a new president officially inaugurated and sworn in. Unfortunately, after all that's gone on the past 2 months, don't take the inaugural for granted. I don't think any of us are. And it's going to be a somber affair because it's taking place in the middle of a pandemic, I might add. I don't know about you, Joey says, but I love Lizzo the singer. Her music and her presentation are so wonderful considering she has some challenging issues that she doesn't try to hide, but she just flaunts it around the stage wearing a one-piece bathing suit and shakes her shit all over the place. Naturally, here's Jeffrey. Yes, I love Lizzo, too, as she stands tall and has a very uplifting message for all to experience. Her message is obvious to me in that it is stand tall and don't let nobody tear you down. She is proud of who she is, and she should be. She just gives all the haters hell because she's good as hell. Well, thank you, Jeffrey. Good job. What's this? We're now hearing that the horn-wearing Minnesota Viking mascot is now complaining he's not allowed to have his organic food while in jail. In one of Lizzo's songs, ironically called Truth Hurts, she talks about a new man on the Minnesota Vikings with fresh photos with the bomb lighting. First of all, the truth does hurt, and that is that Trump lost. It doesn't hurt me. Maybe it hurts him. Secondly, Lizzo was speaking of the lighting for a photo shoot being of the highest quality in her song, but now to see all these photos on television of the horrible attempt to overthrow the government that took place at the Capitol last week, and there's Joey using the proper form of Capitol, too. Just gives me hope. The words of her song are chilling. Fresh photos with a bomb lighting and a man from the Minnesota Vikings. Now to find out some of these barbaric zombies did have pipe bombs and weapons. Jeffrey has good news.
Well, as it turns out, the jailed Minnesota Viking is in luck because a company out of Albert Lea, Minnesota, by the name of Organic Viking Fresh Foods, provides organic in a can. So while the Trump-loving Viking is in the can, he can eat organic out of a can, courtesy of Organic Viking Fresh Foods. How's that for some can-do?
Yeah, Jeffrey's just uncanny that way. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. And by the way, he's not from Minnesota. He's from Arizona. So, I don't know how the Minnesota Viking part came, but maybe Joey doesn't like the Vikings. I don't know. You were talking last night, Joey continues, about both siderism, which is something that really sets me off because it's bullshit and both sides don't do it. According to sources, multiple companies, including Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and MasterCard, are going to temporarily stop making political contributions to both parties. This is just another way of saying both sides do it. Why would they stop making contributions to Democrats after the insurrection? What have they done that's harmful to democracy during this time period? To me, the banks are pretending not to want to contribute because they may be fanning the flames, but the only party fanning the flames, now and for the last 4 years, has been the Republicans. Right you are. For instance, both sides did not scale the walls of the Capitol building when their side lost. Both sides did not break in the Capitol building and loot and steal property when their candidate lost. Both sides were not carrying weapons and pipe bombs into a federal building. And both sides did not have a deplorable piece of shit standing on a scaffolding holding a noose pointing toward the halls of Congress demanding some kind of mock trial and warped justice. Naturally, Jeffrey rushes in. You ever seen a giraffe rush? He's trying to calm down, Joey. He's a good giraffe.
Joey makes some excellent points, but he's becoming too wound up. To Joey's point, little known fact, giraffes have really strong necks that weigh 600 pounds and could lift a person high into the air, but I don't recall any giraffes assisting in lifting people over the walls and barriers of the Capitol building when George W. Bush was installed into the White House by a stacked Supreme Court. That was a travesty, and I really wanted to help the Democrats not only get over the walls, but I really wanted to be able to help the Dems get over, wait for it, I really wanted to help the Dems get to finally get over not the walls, but the bushes, too. Over the walls and the bushes. George H.W., George W., his brother Jeb. Get over the bushes. That's right, Jeffrey, and none of this insurrection-type behavior was going on when Hillary Clinton won the popular vote but lost in the Electoral College. Democrats didn't act like domestic terrorists and attempt to create all kinds of havoc. Furthermore, Democrats, while the Capitol building was under siege by the terrorists and many members of Congress were in close confinement, wore their masks, only to be accused by some asshole Republicans of making a political statement. Then there was the QAnon Queen of Congress refusing to go through a metal detector because she wanted to carry her weapon of choice. One person observed, have these people ever actually had real jobs? I don't recall any Democrats trying to evade the metal detector. And finally, only one side remained around to help clean up the mess that was made by the terrorists, and that was Andy Kim, Democratic House Representative from New Jersey, who was seen picking up trash in the Capitol building after the assault on the federal building and the assault on democracy. We'll let Jeffrey finish things up. Yes, once again, the Republicans make disastrous mess, and the Democrats are left to clean it up. No, both sides don't do it. It's always one side that makes the mess and fucks everything up, and the other side, the Democrats, have to literally and figuratively clean it up. I don't think I've ever seen Jeffrey so wrought. This has been Joey's Journal for Prayer Meeting Wednesday, the 13th day of January, 2021, with Jeffrey watching over the wall of the big mess in the hall. Yeah. Oh, and Megan pointing out, hey, QAnon shaman, shit's organic, eat that. Ooh. Well played. And, Yeah, PayPal may be acting funny, Jeremy tells me. Might ought to have a look. Just a sec here. Huh, that's odd, because Jeremy said I sent my cup of coffee in at 4:55. Darn thing, it didn't land, Jeremy. That's odd, because, you know, you always are first past the post. So anyway, note coming from Silent R. Question to the two police officers from Virginia. Penny for your thoughts. Oh, shit, skip it. I'd need... I need from them a minimum of 1,000, though, just for the damn penny. I understand. So, we will be starting a front porch in fairly short order. Let me check the tech side of that. Okay, we are set up for the impeachment porch. Sparky has sent the Skype link to Brother Deacon Asa, and it'll be going up, well, in short order. You know, it's behind that little star there, I think, the little floating star on the main page, because the main button up there has to do with the GoFundMe campaign, which, by the way, I've changed the photograph. It now looks more like my present reality. And, yeah, hopefully that'll cut down on the confusion some. Shit for bison man, Steve in New York says, but it should be shit from grass-fed cows. I'll bet Kerrygold could spare some. I'll bet all the way from Ireland. Yeah, maybe scoop it off of Trump's tacky-ass Irish golf course. How about that? This is good. Flavio pointing out, nice job, Skippy. Trump now responsible for half of U.S. impeachments. Oh, yeah, that's a great way to look at it. Yeah, it is. Oh, good. Todd appreciates the word knowing. I got a one-word message from Todd in all caps. Capital! C-A-P-I-T-O-L. On the other hand, the big letter is a capital with an A, as is Washington, D.C. is the capital. The hockey team there is the Capitals. You get that. So maybe we're doing better than I thought. I mean, I would expect us to know that. It's just, this country is in a state of having been a dumbed down. Yeah. And this will blow your mind a little bit. This might fulfill our Prayer Meeting Wednesday requirement. This is one of those knock-me-over moments. Russell Moore heads the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. And he is bravely and boldly stepping up and supporting the removal of Nitwit Nero from office. And he even went so far, Russell Moore did, as to tweet begging Trump to step down. It's kind of surprising given that evangelicals make up for about half of his remaining base. He has a newsletter, Moore does, and he said, if I were the vice president, I would assemble the cabinet in accordance with the 25th Amendment. If I were a member of Congress, I would vote to impeach, and if I were a United States senator, I would vote to convict. And I would be willing, if necessary, to lose my seat to do so. As a matter of fact, I'm willing, if necessary, to lose this seat. He realizes that he is endangering his own livelihood by speaking truth to power inside the massive cult that is the Southern Baptist Convention. Go figure. Anything, I suppose, can happen. Oh, and I mentioned the Boogaloo Boys a little bit ago. Well, the Proud Boys are still at it, too, because they have not been thoroughly and completely suppressed. Over on Telegram, which is an encrypted messaging channel, the official Proud Boys USA Telegram channel actually tried to defend the people who engaged in seditious insurrection. And, of course, what did they do? Well, they claimed that they, the Proud Boys, had spent months peacefully protesting and trying to get a resolution on an election in which they didn't trust the results. No, wrong word there. It's just that they didn't like the results. Sometimes you lose, you stupid pricks. But naturally, after that, they pivoted. There's that word. They pivoted to blaming Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Yeah. Among other things, Proud Boys Uncensored has been encouraging its membership to target politicians. Remember that clip of Precious Lindsey Graham that I played a couple of nights ago of him being accosted in the airport? Garbage human! Garbage human! Remember? Well, they shared that around and said, they're no longer safe in public. Never let these system agents know a moment of peace. And over at Proud Boys Uncensored, they asked their membership, their followers there, if they wanted total war. There were 10,500 people who voted in the poll. 75% of that number voted yes. And they're proud of what happened last week. Proud Boys Uncensored went on to say, when whites took over the Capitol, it put fear in them. They're afraid, and they're using the full force of the government to squash this before it gets bigger. It's too late, though. The Rubicon has been crossed. The fire of revolution has been lit. Do not let them scare you. Our unity is powerful. Seattle Proud Boys said, stop being complacent. Fight back. Make them live in fear. You are their master. Well, naturally, they're using words like that. You have the power. We are free Americans, and they will never take away our freedom. Yeah. Yet, meanwhile, they did take away Enrique Tarrio's freedom, the head of the Proud Boys.
because and he can't even enter the District of Columbia until his hearing in June of 2021 after he attacked a historic African American church, stole property from it, and then set fire to it in the street. Yeah. So again, watch your backs, please. Oh, and just because they're dangerous, seditious terrorists doesn't mean they can't be stupidly hilarious. And here they are. You remember Pastor Greg Locke? We've heard from him before. This past Sunday, he had, you know, he's a gospel sharp, so he delivered a sermon. And among other things, he was big on the Stop the Steal circuit. God, they're not even creative. Stop the Steal. Oh, Jesus. But he has a theory. And he knows. Greg Locke knows, but he's sharing his secret knowledge, his gnosis, with the rest of us. He knows why the election was certified in the Senate. He knows what's up. He knows what was happening. Yes, yes. You know who was behind it, don't you? Sure you do.
I'm here to tell you, there's a group of elitists that run this nation, a bunch of globalists that run the world, and their money runs it. And I'm going to tell you something. It is nothing more than a satanic death cult. And the clearest thing I've ever seen in my life is when Mitch McConnell gets off track, he turns around and the guy behind him gives him the Illuminati hand signal of authoritarianism to make sure he stays on track. Just remind that sucker, we're still in control, we're still paying your bills, and you do anything against what we say, and we'll make sure nobody finds your body, Jimmy Hoffa.
And just for the sake of clarity, I am not adding the music in. That's his keyboardist. Secret Illuminati hand signs. Almost makes you want to go and look up the video, doesn't it? Because then we'd all know the secret Illuminati hand sign, and we'd probably like get 10% off dinner from a restaurant or something like that, or maybe a free oil change. And yes, engaging in some gimmick infringement. Steve in New York notes, as Asa would say, it's the Jews, because that's what he means, international elitists, right, yeah, the international elitists, secret Illuminati hand signs. You can't get much better than that now, can you? I don't see how. I mean, damn. How many gummy edibles do you have to consume before you start seeing the secret Illuminati hand signs? Because damn it. I'm supposed to be finding out. I'm part of the trans agenda now. I'm supposed to be getting the memos. I mean, how am I supposed to participate in causing volcanoes and earthquakes and tsunamis and shit like that if I don't know about the secret Illuminati hand signs? It pisses me off. Well, let's check back in with a little bit more of this madness.
Your bills, and you do anything against what we say, and we'll make sure nobody finds your body, Jimmy Hoffa. It is happening before our very eyes, and Christians that won't read a Bible get mad when I call this stuff out. It is happening. Satanism has infiltrated the highest positions in the land. Child sex trafficking has infiltrated the highest positions in the land.
Wait a minute. So now Mitch McConnell is a QAnon child pedophile sex trafficking Satanist turtle? That's a lot to expect from a turtle.
Philia. Child sacrifice. Not just abortion. I mean the whole deal. It is everywhere, and we are not paying attention.
Everywhere.
That stuff ought to make you sick. Stuff ought to bother you. And yet he turns around.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, we got some music playing, amen? That's the Lord agreeing with what I'm saying. But we watched plain as day those people give the hand signal to make sure he stays on track.
Now we got to go back and find it just so we can all, like I said, so we can all know the hand signal so that we can all get our Illuminati discount. Jesus Christ. And it's all tax-free. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Cowbell. Cowbell for Randy Radar. Oh, boy, is he going to get picked up. 1 minute you think you're giving the Illuminati hand sign, and the next thing you got a new boyfriend. Yeah, well. Oh, God. Silent R. Lamar says, you grab your private area and pull up. Stop it, Robin, says Lee in New York. You do not get told the secret hand signal until after you get your membership card in the mail. And the decoder ring. Drink your Ovaltine. Stephen, Stephen, New York, with a photograph of someone making that very same obscene gesture we were describing earlier. The not-so-secret gay hand signal to that guy. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, right. Yeah. My God, there's a... Well, thanks, Ralphs. Illuminati hand symbols, stock photos and images from Shutterstock. I'll be dipped. Now I got it. Now I got to go back and find that video. Because I'm not going to miss out on the bargains. Not me. No way. No how. So, Nuts to Trump, Palmans to You challenge was met. And we are $15 into the Impeach the Motherfucker a Second Time challenge, courtesy of Chris. So that means there's $185 remaining in that. And well, if we can make all of this ground up, I might just be able to get a bill paid as soon as the program's over, and that'll be fan-freaking-tastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's go on over and check in with Sparky. Sorry we ruined your day off, Sparky.
Hey, you didn't ruin my day. Steve did.
Ooh, Steve, you're in deep shit, man.
I was going to the bathroom when he texted me.
Oh, Steve. Well, hey, I got some.
And then he texted me again just a few minutes ago to say connect.
Well, you know, a third stage guild navigator's job is never done. You might be proud of me, though, Sparky. You might be proud of me. I did something today. I know it doesn't sound like much to you. I successfully replaced a breaker and did not electrocute myself. I'm so proud.
If you turn the main off.
I know that. And I did that.
Well.
But I still have a healthy, healthy respect and no small amount of fear of massive amounts of electricity. And I managed not to electrocute myself, and knock wood, house ain't on fire. So, you know, we got that going for me.
Well, if you're ever going to mess with electricity again, go to and buy a voltage finder. We call them snippers.
Yeah.
It's a little tool. You hold it up to a wire or the circuit breaker or whatever, and it'll light up if it has power.
Right. I've seen those in use.
Well, I have one, of course, along with other meters and tools to be an electrician still.
No, I just, what I did was simply shut down the entire studio, powered down the uninterruptible power supplies, powered down everything, and, you know, it didn't take long at all. The run over to the big box hardware store took longer than the actual replacement did.
You just unscrew the wire and pull the breaker.
But I spend so much time that talking about, you know, what a klutzy English major I am, that I figured people would be thrilled to know that I actually did something useful for a change.
Well, give yourself a cowbell.
Well, thank you, Sparky. I will. I thought you'd never say it. So, yeah.
Did you see my Congress cutter today?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he just an embarrassment?
Oh, you know what I did? I stood in front of the big screen TV and flipped him the bird.
Whining
about how the Democrats just hate poor Donald Trump.
And yet he'll win again in 2022, won't he?
I don't know. Whoever runs against him will probably use this in advertisement.
I hope so. But, I mean, it's like Matt Gaetz. I kind of wish that his district in Florida had a Twitter handle or something so I could have tweeted at him and said, you know, you sent that guy to Congress. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Well, I voted against him since he's been running for assembly years and years and years ago when he was hanging out with Kevin, the Bakersfield idiot, and then Devin Nunes. The three of them ran together in the state house.
Yeah, they were a little pale gang.
Yeah. And old Doug was in that room with the COVID spreader event. Did you see him in that video? He was behind the guy trying to give out masks. He turned around. He leaned back in the chair and like, nah, I don't want one or something like that.
Well, I'm willing to bet that Jim Shorts Jordan's got it. Did you catch him coughing today?
Oh, I tended to mute him every time he got up to talk. I despise that man.
Well, it was the classic COVID dry cough that we hear about. Yeah. Because I can't imagine a former wrestler like Jim Shorts Jordan being a smoker or something.
No. Did you catch that interview last night with the black congressman, 75, caught COVID?
No.
It was on the last word.
I never watch Brian Williams.
No, I'm not Brian Williams.
Lawrence
O'Donnell.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Brian's the 11th hour. Okay.
Yes. But anyway, she had got her first injection shot before that, and she was taking the monoclonal antibodies that gave her that. She said she just felt like she had a cold. So she'll probably be fine.
But today, a third Democrat was tested positive. I think, I can't remember his name, but I think he's from Illinois' 10th.
Yeah, I don't know his name either. Maybe somebody else does.
I want to say Schneider or Schneider Man.
A COVID's been running pretty rampant here. I mean, compared to our little county, I've been keeping daily change total.
Well,
over the weekend, we had 174 cases.
Jesus.
And just between yesterday and today, we had 43. Yeah, new count like every day.
And of course
day.
You've got the, and of course you've got that maggot super spreader church there helping things along in Red Bluff.
Which one? No, there's the one in Redding.
Redding, I'm sorry.
I don't know what's causing the spread here in Red Bluff, but they've opened a vaccination clinic in the city rec center, whatever it is. I forget, it's a bit, you know, common space. They've had COVID testing there for months now. But they're going, you have to be like 75 plus and be an essential worker to get a shot right now. You know, like working at a grocery store or something.
Well, it's a red letter day. I just noticed that John Bridivo popped in.
Hello, Robin.
How are you, John?
It's a good day. It's a good day. We got him for number two. He goes down in history, baby.
Well, you know, he was number two all along,
yeah,
John.
He's been number two ever since he came down that damn escalator.
Yeah,
and before that, let's you know, not give him full
credit.
His lifetime achievement of being a douchebag. So, and
how's your back, John?
That was my next question.
Not worth a flip. I think I blew a disc in my back. Fortunately, I suspect it's gone out directly out the back way because it's not hitting the sciatic nerve. I don't have any pain down my legs or anything.
Well, thank heaven for small favors.
But man, every time I take a breath, yeah, it feels like somebody's stabbing me right in the back.
Is it upper middle or is it down toward the lumbar spine?
No, I'm fused down at the lumbar, so it's right in the middle of the center of your back.
Oh, shit, that hurts.
Yep.
I mean, there's no good place to have back pain. I got two or three discs ruined in my neck, and man, when that acts up.
Yeah. But, you know, that's life. What's a little pain compared to our love of life, buddy?
Well, here.
Anyway.
Only one more week till the beard comes off.
One more week, baby, and this beard's coming off. My wife will not recognize me, man. It's long.
Make sure that you secure the firearms and stuff. You wouldn't want to walk in and, you know, have some untoward incident.
Yeah, I thought you was a Trumper. Sorry, officer.
You ought to save that beard and auction it off for charity or something.
I have been offered money for the beard. But I don't know. I don't think it's worth a flip. You know, I'd feel bad selling it to somebody. Just a, you know, bunch
of hair.
Not if you auction it off for some charity.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm sure the Blue Dot family can come up with a charity.
Or you could always
kind of weave it into a little mat and make a John Bridivo, you know, figurine and glue it to that, and somebody in the Blue Dot family would go hog wild for that.
My wife came back here into our set in here, and she said, "Well, when are you going to start taking down all this Trump shit? You need to get rid of all this Trump shit because he's gone. He's history." And I have to agree with her. I'm going to start taking down a lot of this stuff and replacing it with more, you know, like my big glass blue wave, which is a beautiful piece of art that was sent to me. I don't put it in here because it's crowded with a bunch of other stuff, so I don't want it to get broke or, you know, more eloquent items that I've been sent and not just crammed up all full of Donnie with a stick out of his ass or something, you know.
But you got a hell of a set, John. I just admire the hell out of it.
I'm crowded in here, brother, from everything that everybody's ever sent me. You know, I'm lucky in that respect that we've grown a large family. So, you know, I've been lucky over the years.
Oh, yeah.
But, it's not over.
No, it's, you know, it's not, and we rest on our laurels at our own peril.
Yes. That's what I've been pushing lately. You know, the 4 years that I've done this, and this country rose up right after his election because we were all embarrassed. And I was never more inspired than the next day when the Women's March happened. That just set me on fire. And that's right after that is when I started using my voice. But we built up, this nation built up a blue wave. And we did it in 2018. We took the House. And now we kept that wave up, and we took the White House and the Senate. Now is not the time to quit, baby. If you want to see change in this country, if you want to see significant change, then we need to keep our voices active. You know, be informed, you know, be involved. This is our country we're fighting for, and just we can't sit back and rest on our laurels now. You know, oh, look what a great job we did. No, 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 baby. There's still a lot of work to do. So
no, they have got, and they really do, they've got to be run to ground. And one of the more interesting things is going to be watching, say, those 10 who voted with the Democrats today, those 10 Republicans.
Right.
And whatever happens in the Senate, watching them try to reconstitute the Republican Party and pretend that MAGA-try never happened.
But oh, it ain't going to happen.
But there's something else out there. I had a note from Matt in San Francisco, and he's absolutely right. Can we give some props to Nancy Pelosi?
Yes.
She's in charge of a body consisting of, what, 435? A fair amount of them are supporting sedition, yet at 80 years old, this great-grandmother gets up and gets things done even when she has traitors in her midst. While the all the male leadership seems to be sitting around dithering and wringing their hands, except perhaps Schumer, not to mention the threat on her life that's ongoing. I mean, for Christ's sake, this nation should all be bowing down and thanking this woman for being the driving force of adhering to our founding documents, but instead, we have wandering marauders looking to end her life. She should have security equal to protecting the president for the foreseeable future. Absolutely. And it would be nice if over on our side, John, we'd kind of get off her back for a little bit.
I don't like getting on her back. I think she's done a fantastic job. You know, she knows how to count, baby. If Nancy Pelosi comes out and tells us something, I believe she's got the numbers. And she's not going to make a move unless she's sure of it. So she has done wonders for this party in this country for years and years and years. I'm not going to throw her under the bus now. No,
no. But there's a lot of folks willing to, John.
Yeah. Well, you know, leave it to the Democrats. We'll form a circular firing squad real quick.
Yeah.
You know, we're known for that shit.
I am not a member of an organized political party. I am a Democrat. Will Rogers, 1933.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. You know,
I mean,
we have to do better.
88 years ago, and it has never stopped being true.
Mm-mm. But, you know, you said something again just a minute ago that played in on my rant that I did today, and that is the fear. You know, it's reported in the news that some of these Republican congressmen and stuff, they're afraid. That they're afraid to vote their conscience because they're under threat. Are you shitting me? What, are we supposed to give every service member that fights for our armed forces that liberty? Is to say, no, I'm not going in battle today because, you know, I'm afraid I'm going to get, there's a threat against me. Are you shitting me?
Right.
These cowards who cannot stand up within a building, a secure building, there's nobody in there. There's nobody shooting at them. Right now.
it was sort of an aha moment, John, because I realized when these people were saying, well, you know, we're scared, they never really took that oath that they took seriously. What the hell did they think defend the Constitution means?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean give some traitor a stern talking to and then say, go and sin no more. It means be willing to lay down your life.
There you go.
To preserve this form of government. And these fuckers are afraid to go back and talk truth to their goddamn maggot,
constituents, Robin,
who are so
exactly
fucking
these
stupid.
They're not fucking leaders. Don't tell me that these cowards who stumbled up there on the floor today and mealy-mouthed some excuse about, well, we got to bring unity and this isn't the way to do it. These assholes were covering, carrying water for Trump right up until January 6th, right before the riot happened. And as I understand it, during some of them, assisted. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to finding out who were, that was.
Like I said, during the filler obster, the stories that are coming out more and more and more are just giant cases of what the fuck.
Yeah, what the fuck is exactly right. If I hear of one of these congressmen sending out a message where their fellow congressmen were, or what tunnel to go through, or I don't give a shit if it's, hey, boys, come on through. I want to know, because I think we need to whip out the 14th Amendment on their ass. I don't think that any of these that voted against certifying the election in the Senate,
There's so much work to be done, John. The seditious members of the Congress have to be dealt with. They can't just...
They do.
The Washington Post had the story today. Congresswoman claims colleagues gave reconnaissance tours of Capitol.
Well, la-di-da. These are the things that have to be washed out. You know, these people are within our government. They're within our legislative branch. And I don't care if they're in the legislative, if they're in the military, if they're on law enforcement, these people have to be rooted out. If they uphold this belief that they have the right to storm the Bastille, as they would call it, that's a bad analogy.
Well, Mikey Sherrill, maybe it's Mickey, I may be getting it wrong, a Democrat from New Jersey, did a Facebook Live broadcast, and she explained that she had seen members of Congress who had groups coming through the Capitol that I saw on January 5th for recon for the next day. She said, I'm going to see that they're held accountable.
Good.
And she didn't name names, but you know who the names are.
What?
Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Louis Gohmert, that idiot woman from Colorado, Cucumber Lady from Georgia.
Yep.
Mo Brooks, less brains. I apparently got bounced. I guess that happens sometimes. Hold on here. Let me make sure. Yeah, it looks good. There. We're going to get it back.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either.
But one of the...
I got bumped out.
We all bumped out.
Yeah,
we all bumped out, yeah.
But continue the conversation. I didn't want you to leave out that name of my congressman, Michael Cloud.
Oh, God.
District 27 right here in Texas, baby. The traitor deluxe. He was one of the guys that wouldn't wear a mask when they were in the confined space, where now other representatives.
Yeah, we don't want to get down political.
Yeah, he don't want to wear it because he's an ignorant traitor. The last post my congressman made on his Twitter feed 3 days ago was "Follow me to Parler." Yeah, ain't come back since. I wonder how that's working out for him. Let me say that again. Michael Clout, District 27 of Texas, is one of those who stood to am I there? I ain't there.
Yeah, you're here.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
We got you, man.
Y'all freaking me out. What are y'all being so quiet for? Shit.
Stone, man.
Well, and I heard
talking to myself.
They prove themselves so stupid every time they open their mouths. There was a newbie from Alabama today named Moore, and he said, "And if this bill goes through, then from now on, impeachment is going to just be political." Okay,
I've seen him.
You stupid little maggot. Yep.
That's what we got to deal with.
He has apparently never, never, ever, ever noticed anywhere. Well, I guess he probably never even heard of the Federalist Papers or the notes on the ratification. Every mention of impeachment during the debate on the impeachment clause said, this will, of course, be a purely political process.
Hmm.
Impeachment is political. But
it is
but
a political
but
tool.
But
it's
Maggot,
the only tool.
Yeah, but Maggot Moore doesn't know that.
Well, how do you think she became a congressman?
He.
Oh, so some districts, the less you know, the better it is.
Well, that's true. But
yeah, look at that Marjorie Greene woman out of Georgia. What'd you call her? Cucumber lady.
Yeah, the cucumber lady stole that from Malloy.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
the cucumber lady. What's behind that?
Malloy refers to all the QAnon people as cucumbers.
Awful place sometimes, man. You know, okay, I got it.
I'm just waiting for that day when I see AOC slit her up, cut her on the floor, tear her up with some shit.
Yeah, figuratively. Yeah. Oh, please. Yeah, please.
Of course.
And this is strictly personal. Please put AOC on the same committee with Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene. That'd just be, I'd buy tickets.
I would too. Pay-per-view. Let's go, baby. Get the popcorn. We have to, though. We have to, because the only other option is to allow them to let their mold, their crud, continue to seep through our house. We can't do that.
Well, Ted Cruz has got to go. I mean,
yeah,
absolutely,
oh, Lord,
hands down. He has got to go.
He has. You know, I've been tweeting him down there every day. Get out. Just get out, you disgusting
traitorous bastard.
He's a used car salesman. He's been a carpetbagger ever since he came to Texas. He's a joke to my state. But look at my state. Look at my state. My governor, my lieutenant governor, my attorney general, my senator, my congressman. They are all wacko traitors for Trump.
Hey, John, how you doing? It's Chris. Hey, you know, they wrote a song about your Senator Cruz there. It was called Coward of the County.
That's what he is. He was the coward of, yes, he's the coward of the state. Are you shitting me, Ted Cruz? Hey, your wife is ugly and your daddy helped kill Kennedy. I heard it on the internet. I heard Trump say it.
Heard it from the internet. I don't know how many times I've heard that on Washington Journal. Every morning.
I got a question.
It's true. Go ahead, Tim.
Was Cruz's father a snake handler, or is that was he kind of like this wacky Christian type?
I don't think he handles snakes, but he does a lot of other weird shit. The reason he's got the name from me that he has, Otto, is, you know, remember, he is Rafaelito Eduardo Cruz, the anointed booger-eating future king of America.
I love the way you say it.
That's great.
I just do.
That's genius.
Well, there's video out there of his daddy and a bunch of other good God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, evangelical, fundamentalist, homosexuals.
Yes, that's him.
They're pouring oil on his head and laying hands on him and praying over him and calling on God to make him, Ted, the king of America. I mean, I don't just make shit up. And then the booger-eating part comes from the fact that he LARPed that booger on live television during a Republican debate back in 2016 in front of God and everybody. Then come creeping out of his nostril like a little bitty snail. And the camera was on him.
Oh man!
And all of a sudden, that reptilian tongue of his just went.
Sucked it right in.
You know, Robin, the Lincoln Project has got to make a commercial around that, an advertisement around that. The booger eater.
The booger eater. Was there a close-up of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on
go to YouTube, search Cruz Booger Eater.
I mean,
I'm sure you're going to find somebody. Go do that right now.
You can.
He was munching a Tic Tac or something, but it looks like a booger slurped out of his nose, man. And
it wasn't
right
no Tic Tac. That weren't no Tic Tac, Steve. It's not about the cat.
Like it does, man.
It is a booger.
Oh, man, I thought insane. It was a Tic Tac, man.
Steve, how the fuck do you eat Tic Tacs?
There goes lunch. What time is it?
Where do you put your Tic Tacs, Steve?
Well, it was in his mouth. Wasn't it? Maybe he was snorting it.
No,
I don't know, man.
Just said it came slithering again. Out of his nose like a little tiny snail.
Oh, well, maybe he had a Tic Tac and, you know, he caught his breath and it went down and came out his nose. I don't know.
There is that one video of Trump blowing out a little piece of Adderall out of, I think, his left nostril or something. But you can see it. Yeah, that was on
Twitter. But, like, on Twitter, like, any time that I'm tweeting at him, you click the little GIF thing and you type in Ted Cruz booger and there's a GIF of it. You know, in extreme close-up.
Yep, Mike. Oh, my wow. Son, from the great state of Texas.
Man, you learn something every day.
Well, I mean, I'm sure y'all could find that. Not that you'd want to, John, but I'm sure y'all could find another Republican to replace
Joe
him
Manchin.
With.
Shut I'm up. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I know.
Got Joe. I got Ted. We all have a cross there.
Yeah, we so do. We so do.
So, hey, Robin, speaking of snails, have you ever tried to smoke escargot before?
They're slow, but they're slimy, so they get away quick, and they don't like to be put in the roach clip, Chris.
How do you keep them wet? They're slimy little buggers. Got to use
they jump
torch.
Out of there?
Well, you they jump like a dabber.
Yeah, they slither away before you can get that alligator clip on their tail.
Oh.
That's the whitest booger I've ever seen.
Ain't it? I enjoyed that. Now that image is going to stay in your head, forever.
Where's the mind?
Somebody's going to say Ted Cruz, and your first thought is going to be, "Oh, that guy that ate the booger." Yep, that's him.
Well,
how he's going to be remembered in history.
I know is we're not letting Steve. We're not nobody.
And that would benefit him if he was just remembered for eating the booger. It would be much better.
Yeah, he's the hell out of treason.
For the traitor to his country.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things historically I've been pondering lately is that, I've always thought that Aaron Burr got kind of a raw deal. And, Aaron Burr, for most of America's history, has been America's, great Satan in his, But he's in he's fallen out of the top 10 with this.
Oh.
I mean, you got Mo Brooks, you got Ted Cruz, you got Josh Hawley, you got Jim Shorts Jordan and Matt Gaetz and Louis Asparagus Gohmert and Marjorie.
Hell, you could go to higher levels. W is probably tickled to death with Trump. Oh, thank God, I ain't the worst idiot in the world.
I'm not the worst.
W. Bush.
I'm not the worst president in the history of the country anymore.
Now it's him.
Jesus.
I think they're having a contest to find out who can.
But I'm deadly serious. Anybody around Steve, don't ever give Steve a box of Tic Tacs because I'm worried about where he's going to put them now.
Oh Lord, Steve, we got to worry about your Tic Tacs, buddy.
No, I don't snort Tic Tacs. I never tried. I've snorted some interesting things, but never a Tic Tac.
What do you do? Crush them up first. Don't try to do them whole, buddy.
Back in the day, man.
Oh, man, that peppermint burns. Oh, it burns. No wonder. No, I mean, if that's where Ted Cruz is putting them, no wonder he had that, because that'd make your nose run. Jesus.
COVID has to kill quite a few more to catch up to Bush's kill rate in Iraq.
Well, that's true. But he's doing he's far outstripped his American dead number. I mean, 400,000, for God's sakes. Oh, and we passed the halfway mark in the program, so Chris's Impeach the Motherfucker Again challenge is on the table and has $185 to go on it. And hopefully we'll knock that down, and gosh, that'd get us down to within $90 of being fully funded for the middle of the week. So that's awesome if we can do that, and just a reminder.
Well, that leads in good, Robin, with something I wanted to say.
Yes.
Because I haven't been on the show lately. I've been busy trying to get my shit done. Plus, I had my brother come down from Tennessee and visit. Lord.
And your lumbago's been acting up.
And my lumbago is gone. I told you this once before. It was your voice. It was a lot of other people's voices that encouraged me and let me refine my voice to be able to do what I do now. And I want to thank you. And I want to say that the Horn family, this nation, owe you a debt of gratitude. Albeit, you know, we're on a smaller scale than a lot of others, you know. We're not on CNN or something like that.
John, we've been here.
Your voice made a difference, brother.
We've been here.
Sorry.
Thank you, John. Yes. That's mighty kind of you.
Both you guys are voices, man. Yeah, I mean, this thing is so close on the margins.
Only
shit,
here because of the supporters, and when you're calling, you know, when you're calling out a donation like that, a challenge. I want to encourage all of the Horn family, and if any of the Blue Dot families listening, to please donate, because that is what keeps Robin's voice on the air, and these voices are so important.
With things so close on the margins, Uncle John, you damn right they are, man.
Yes, every voice is important. So we can't afford to lose it. And the only way that this stays active is with the donations that are given by people like y'all that believe in the value that Robin provides every time he turns on that microphone. So please, if you're out there and you're thinking about, oh, you know, you got a couple. Hey, maybe you got your stimulus. Hey, you got stimulated.
There you go. Hey, and you too, Uncle John. I mean, shit, you got to eat too, brother. Don't cut yourself short,
it's
man.
It's how we pay the bills.
That's it, man.
Exactly. I say it all the time.
You don't dance, right?
I don't dance anymore. I'm too old to dance. Nobody's gonna dance with a guy with a beard anyway.
I can't play no guitar no more because I got that trigger finger on my middle left hand. I'd have to learn to play it right handed. You have any idea what a pain in the ass it is to make a G chord or a C chord and your middle finger locks up and won't move? You're just going to play that G chord for a while.
I avoid that. Chord song, I don't pick up the guitar, so I ain't
so
nothing
I, you know, ain't going
to
be any busting going
cajon,
on.
Bob, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I play. You know what the cajon is? The box. That's the Spanish word for box.
Ah, uh-huh.
And it is a box that you sit on, and of course, there's four sides there, and each side you hit is a different sound.
Makes a different sound. Absolutely. Yes. I've heard them played.
Yes. That's what I play. Well, to be honest, I mostly just sit on it. But hey, I'm in the band, you know.
It's a great instrument. I've seen that. The percussionist in our band has that too. Yeah. And he sat down and he started doing that thing, same thing, whacking it. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, this is an instrument, man. Yeah. You should learn how to play it.
If you could tap on the table when listening to music, well. The cajon, the instrument.
If a juice harp qualifies, anything does.
Anything does. But again, I just want to reach out to everybody in the Horn family, anybody listening right now. The only way that these voices stay on the air is by the contributions by y'all. And I can't stress it enough. Robin has bills to pay. Not only that, got to eat and all that kind of stuff. Keep the lights on. Keep the internet bill paid. And that takes funds. Robin works every day on this show. This is her job. We don't have enough.
Thanks for the pronoun, John. Thank you so much.
Well, it needs to be said, and I am extremely thankful to you because I did steal a lot of. I mean, learn a lot of stuff from you, and and
I see what you did there, man.
Yeah. That's all right. You're not the only one. I steal from Tim Cormall. Anybody else I'll get around. I'll steal your material. But...
Absolutely. And it's out there for the stealing. You know, I stole cucumber from Malloy.
There you go.
Robin, yeah, it's the greatest form of flattery, right?
It absolutely is.
No.
And
I've been flattering the shit out of you. Robin.
And I appreciate it. I'll take all of that I can get.
But, no, it is important. So, yeah, if you've got a few bucks off that stimulus check, toss it this way, baby. It's needed and appreciated. So,
well, it is.
And let's knock that challenge out. Damn.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got a $200 challenge laying on the table. You don't leave those laying. Because that's how we get it. And
$200, Robin. That's a bill.
Yeah, it is. It's a big part of a big bill.
I say to our, you know, especially our Patreon members, and I know you have Patreon members, that is a place where it really helps for as little as $1 a month or whatever that you can afford to commit to. That comes in once a month. And when it's built up, when that $1 is combined with many others, and it comes in at one time, that gives you enough money to pay a bill. We're not talking just fill up a truck with gas and go to town. And so that makes a big difference. So I urge you, if you're not already a member of Robin's Patreon page, please do that. $1 a month, baby. And where else are you going to find such fine entertainment? For a buck? Are you shitting me? Come on,
right,
man.
Right, yeah, and you know, where else are you going to find a detailed analysis of the nature and quality of a booger coming out of Ted Cruz's nose?
Say that line again. Who is he? Ted Cruz is who?
Oh, Rafaelito Eduardo Cruz, the anointed booger-eating future king of America.
Where the fuck else are you going to hear that? I can't say it. I bet y'all can't say it. This is the only place you're going to hear that in $1 a month. That's easy to pay for that.
And there's an even longer version. Here, there's an even longer version that references his father.
Oh, see there?
Rafaelito Eduardo Cruz, son of Rafael Eduardo Cruz, the man who forgot to become an American for a very long time and gave rise to the anointed booger-eating future king of America.
I can't do that. Robin, I need to. My mouth does not work that way. It just doesn't.
Auctioneering
halfway
school.
Through and I'm going, fuck! Auctioneering. Shit, asshole. He's an asshole. That's what's wrong.
Yeah, he's a auctioneering school is awesome.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Did you get your door handle fixed yet?
No. No.
Did you talk about gassing up your truck? Made me think about your door handle.
Yeah, I need to do that. I'm still reaching across there and opening it from the inside so you know somebody can get in on. Yes, I can't believe that. You know, and that's a prime example right there. And I said it on my show. Robin turns on this mic every day, but y'all don't know what kind of day Robin might have had before that microphone gets turned on.
Oh, there's some days.
Oh, Lordy. Well, that was one of them. I was trying to back out of a tight spot. I didn't see a boat that was parked there, and I rubbed the side of my truck and knocked my door handle right off on the passenger side, and I didn't know it until I got home. And then I got out and I looked over there because I'm already late for the show. Travis has everything set up. I look over there and go, damn, shit, goddamn, you know, the run upstairs, turn on the microphone and go, hey, how y'all?
Hey, y'all.
Maybe it's, yeah, you know, it sometimes puts a lot of effort into trying to do a show.
Yeah, you got to turn on the mic and say, hey, it's a lovely day down here on by the
lovely
lukewarm
day,
waters
baby.
Of the Nueces
how
River.
How are y'all doing? You know, and sometimes it's rough. So it's not an easy job to have, believe me. And not all the mail that Robin gets, I'm sure, is you're doing a fine job kind of shit.
No, it's not. It's not.
No, so there's a price you pay for this. And I'm proud of those that are stand up. And because that's what we did not witness today. The courage to stand up and speak your heart. That's what Robin does. That's what I do. That's what others do. We don't have to search for words a lot if we just speak what's in our heart. Yeah. And those people that we saw on the Congress floor today, the Republicans, they are too fearful to do that. Oh, I'm under threat of violence or Donnie is going to do something to me. Make up and he ain't got
can
no
you,
Twitter no more.
John,
so got
can you imagine what it, can you imagine what a shitty existence it must be? I mean, granted, they get paid very well for their perfidy. But to wake up every morning and say to yourself, well, here it is, another day when I am not fully in control of my own agency. Another day when I can't just do things that I think are right because they're right. Another day when I'm somebody else's creature.
Well, let me tell you, every day, you know, when these congressmen, when the news, when it was talking about them being fearful, Robin, every day I wake up now, I'm fearful. My family is fearful. My wife is fearful. My kids are fearful. And you know the situation where I live physically.
Yeah.
These people are down the street from me, and I'm a target. So I have been, over the years.
Oh, yeah. They threatened your mule, didn't
oh,
they?
Oh, hell
bastards.
Yes. They have
son
been physical.
What
know,
kind of weasel would threaten a mule, man?
No kind of, you know, a low-down scum sucker is what it is.
Exactly.
That's a donkey, not a mule.
Okay. Is there a difference?
I like.
Oh yeah,
Robin.
Okay.
You're faced with. Are you gonna silence yourself because of these threats? No, I'm gonna speak louder. In every action you do, I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna point you out. for the traitors that you are, that you would come down and harass your neighbor for no reason. I don't have signs outside my house. I don't. These people got flags outside out the wazoo. One guy's got like six Trump flags on his house.
Oh, they're still up all over here.
Yes, they are. And every one of them is a Nazi flag. That's the new Nazi flag.
Yeah,
I bet y'all are good neighbors too. You probably don't bother anybody. Hey, these bar sugar or any of that shit, you know.
Proud Boys, these Leathermen, whatever the hell they call themselves nowadays, in this group that was all in front of Donnie in the Ellipse in the storming of our capital. Those are the brown shirts. Those are the Nazis of 1930s Germany.
And
those are the people.
And Godwin's law be damned. I'm done with it. I these people are who they damned well are.
Yep.
When they show you who you are, believe them, I believe every one of them are traitors to their country, because at this point, you still have that flag up? No, I'm sorry. You're ignorant.
That's why this son of a bitch needs to be impeached. If you just put him to sleep for a year or two, look what happened back in the 30s. That's how Hitler got empowered, man.
That's tried in the Senate, baby.
Yep.
This cannot stand. We cannot turn our back to this shit. And that's what keeps pissing me off, is these mealy-mouthed Republicans are coming out there talking about, well, now's the time for unity. Are you shitting me? I want to slap the fire out of you. Just keep coming up here with that. You could have done that months ago. Months ago, after this election, unity. Biden won. You could have said all that, but you didn't. You mealy-mouthed bastards came out every day saying, oh, it's a cheat. We don't know about this election. I'm hearing some weird things here. We heard alligators say some ballots or, you know, some bullshit.
You know what? We had
and it's sickening.
John, we had a fantastic opportunity for some unity not hardly 2 weeks past. In the last 2 weeks, we could have had unity out the gazoo. We could have agreed, Democrat and Republican, to send, and you know, Nitwit Nero was on board with it, to send every American a $2,000 check to help them get over this hump, get through this godforsaken dondemic. But did the Republicans want unity then? Fuck no. They walked around talking about how, you know, American people don't need no $2,000.
Them Twitter needs to be sued. Donnie wants to sue Twitter. That's what that was. You know, Donnie, even after Dictator Donnie came out and said he wanted to give him the $2,000, these assholes in the Senate said no. They said, stick it up your ass. We already gave the money to the rich people. We got none left. You know,
That's what it is. When it comes to handing out these fat checks to their cronies, man, they find the money. You know, it's there.
Oh, if you need to give $1.3 trillion to the likes of dead Sheldon Adelson, the money is always there.
It's there.
And by the way, Steve in New York says, unity? Yeah, let's unify and vote to convict.
Yep, there you go. There's unity in that. Stand up for your country. Have the courage to stand up and call it out for what it is.
This cannot
What I'm seeing,
he's not the only one, baby.
What I'm seeing right now is the bully finally got punched. He's down on the playground, and some people are starting to tap him. And now the bully is pleading for forgiveness, promising he won't be a bully anymore, and we all need to work together. And you and I both know, as soon as you let that bully up off the goddamn playground, he's going to start swinging and bullying again. Fuck him.
You know, he touched the hot stove once. It's highly unlikely he'll touch it again.
Yeah,
but got to keep shit this monster.
But do you remember when Susan Collins said, I think he's learned his lesson.
He's learned his lesson.
He learned a lesson that he could get away with anything he wanted because he knew the Republican Party were a bunch of spineless cowards.
I would hope some senator reminds Susan Collins to ask her about, did he learn his lesson a year ago?
Yeah, I want to see that answer on tape. No, they're not. She's not going to answer that.
No. I got some thanks to send out. Thanks to Louie, and thanks to Kevin.
Thank you, Louie.
And thank you, Jeremy. I am happy to say that we've taken a bite out of the impeach the motherfucker again challenge, courtesy of Chris. So that's
let's eat the whole damn thing, though.
So that's one We've got $120 to go on Chris's challenge. So that's awesome.
All right.
Thank you all. Thank you all very kindly.
You can do that by the end of this show. And believe me, it's needed, baby. So reach in. If you got it, send it along the line, baby. It's going to be used to a good end. So
it absolutely is.
I don't know about everybody else, but I look forward to 5 o'clock because I know Robin's going to be there. He's going to have a quality program. He's going to have a quality filler-obster. What do we call that now, Bob?
It's the filler-obster. It's been renamed.
I don't know how we could reword that, brother.
Sorry, man. Where's the fetus going to gestate, Stan? You're going to keep it in a box? No.
Filler-obsters was trademarked.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But like I said, you know, I'm making the images around the program look more non-dysphoric, I guess. Took me about the better part of the day to change the picture on the GoFundMe page. So
yeah,
we're making progress on that. I'm
glad you're not uptight about it because I have a lot of lady friends I call man or brother. And I mean, it's just slang,
dude is universal as your fellow member of the fraternity of Steve's
so
pointed
man.
Out. Man, dude, guys, you know. No, I'm
dude. Seriously,
dude. What, Tracy?
How about fella?
Dude,
Tracy,
seriously,
what's up, man?
You know? See, you had to call me man, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You had to go there, punk ass. Whatever.
You know I love you, man.
I love you, man.
Hi, Tracy.
Wait, is punk ass motherfucking universal, or is that...
No, that's universal, too. Hey, girl, hey can only be used for recently out trans progressive radio hosts, though.
Yeah, it's like, hey, girl, hey.
Hi.
You know, you have to... just have to say it the right way.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm very happy that I was able to contribute to that because I haven't in a while because I just finally got a snafu at EDD and they told me that I had to reopen my case and I'm like, so I did whatever they told me to do online, but then they said, oh, and you you'll hear from us maybe by the 24th. So I spent the last 3 days, literally 3 days, calling into EDD, and I actually finally got through, and they fixed whatever was wrong. So I'll be getting my money plus the $300 a week. But then I noticed that there's not going to be any more money left in my claim. So now I still have to call back and see what's up with that.
For God's sake.
The fun never stops, does it?
Because I have an iPhone and it shows how many times I redialed that, you know, waited on hold, redialed, you know, just to say you have to call back. So yesterday it was 100 times. 100 times.
Jesus.
Oh, 100 times.
100 times.
It's hard not to look at that and think it's by design.
And then this morning I got up and I started it at 8 o'clock because they're open from 8 to 8. And finally at like maybe about noon, I finally got through. And I was just like, somebody answered the phone and said, oh, this is the wrong department. I'm like, oh my God, what? I'm like, this is not the, I said, according to the number that I punched, it's supposed to be for claims questions. And I said, oh, no problem. We'll transfer you. And I almost shit because basically when all this started, if you called and got a hold of somebody that didn't know what to do, you did not get transferred. You had to start the whole process all over again. When they told me that they were going to transfer me, I almost cried. I was like, wait, what? I was in shock. I mean,
score.
She shoots and she scores. But it's just, like you said, Robin, it's by design. It's just set up to
wear you down and cut down. I mean, they got Stone Cold busted for that shit with the unemployment phone system in Florida. It's designed to make people give up so they don't pay unemployment. You know, and you can
exactly,
and you can see that across the board. There's actually a semi-technical term for it, and I learned about it long ago in a legal setting. It's called the Lumpet factor.
The Lumpet, and banks do it too. Don't kid yourself, man.
You know, they run you around. They run you around, and eventually you just say fuck it and give up and walk away.
Yeah, how many times have we done that? I've done it countless times.
I don't have time to sit there on hold. What I did was, while I was doing this, I was watching Oh, the Thin Man movies on TCM.
Oh God! Oh wait, they're on TCM right now?
Yes, all except for one. But
the very last one was no good. But
the last one, is that the one when he goes home?
Yeah,
the last one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but God, those things are brilliant.
Yeah, no, all of them except for one is on TCM, and they're on until the 30th of this month. So if you have the TCM app, go for it. The TCM app sucks. It really does, because there's no way to search for movies. If you turn off a movie. Like say you leave one room and go into another, you can't. It doesn't pick up from where you left off. I don't know who designed their app, but it's like, dude, you don't even have a search engine on the app. It's rather lame. But all the Thin Mans except for one.
Anybody who's never seen Myrna Loy is just God. She's beautiful. And of course, who plays opposite her? Damn it,
William Powell.
William Powell. Yeah, those two. Holy, there's one scene where, and I forget which one it's in, but they're very cosmopolitan. They're very uptown. They're wealthy, and people in the 1930s wanted to see that. They wanted to forget how shitty things were, and it kind of works in 2021 too.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a scene where William Powell orders two martinis and Myrna Loy pops up beside him and says, and I'll have two, too.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. If you tried to
play a drinking game during a Thin Man movie, have you ever tried? It's bad.
There's no way.
I mean, you're done in the first 30 minutes.
If those people actually really drank liquor while they were filming these movies, they would all die of cirrhosis of the liver, for God's sake.
They never get the shoot done. It can't be done in real life.
Mm-mm.
Remember the level of
alcoholism in that movie is amazing.
Remember the scene from the MASH TV series where I think it was Hawkeye and Trapper were playing checkers with full shot glasses?
No, I don't.
One side is shot glasses filled with like vodka, and the other's shot glasses filled with whiskey. So which is which. And when you jump one, you drink the shot.
Oh,
can't be done.
Oh,
can't be done.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I just got sick just thinking about it. Oh God, I can't. It's just ugh. So, I was listening to Jan laugh at the Republicans whenever they came, because she was watching the hearing. Well, it wasn't a hearing, but the vote this morning. She's like, these rabbit, I think, what does she call them? Rabbit motherfuckers. Or something along those lines.
You know? Yeah, they're rabid.
She goes, I cannot believe these people. And she's like not really political at all. But when she gets, when she gets riled up, she's right funny. But she goes, how are they screaming about unity? Basically what you guys have been talking about all afternoon. Well, how are they talking about unity now and not doing this when they haven't said anything about unity in the last 4 years?
Yeah, see, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing that Jimmy just wrote in and said.
Thank you.
I got so tired of hearing the maggots screaming, it's a snap impeachment. And Amy Coney Ferret wasn't a snap decision? Please.
Right. That, yeah, exactly. The handmaid.
And watch the deficit hawks come out now after next Tuesday.
Well, we can't afford that.
Yeah, that's going to be a thing.
Our debt deficit is just too. Yeah.
Our deficit is this.
It's a pattern. They came in, they come in, rob the bank, and they go out talking about we can't afford all that stuff y'all want. We got to save that because next time we get in, we want to rob the bank again, and we want money in there. So.
But Uncle John, I wanted to tell you, take heart, man. I know you're in Texas, but look what we did in Georgia. You know, I got to figure out a way to remove the Stan out of my name.
Indeed. No, as a matter of fact, it just encourages me more.
Take heart, man. There's a lot of good people in Texas.
We have come close twice.
Yeah, exactly. You're right on the precipice, man.
2022, I think we're going to be poised to do even more because now the Republicans have already shot themselves in the foot and they're hopping around whining about they got a hurt toe. Fuck off.
You'll get the dilemma that I'm in. You won't be a blue dot anymore.
Texas needs another Stacey Abrams.
We do.
Yeah. We need like a half a dozen states.
We have one in Beto
O'Rourke, man.
Beto O'Rourke, I don't want to slight him a bit. That man has done wonders too, and he's still working hard.
But here's the thing: in 22, you don't have a senator up, John.
No, we don't. Nope. Not until 2026.
No, 24. 24.
Unless we can expel fucking.
Well, then Greg Abbott would put in Ted Cruz Jr. or some shit.
Well, can Cruz get expelled for what?
Probably your neighbor, he John. Be. Your neighbor would be senator.
They qualify. They
Hawley should be expelled.
They're up Trump's ass. These people would qualify.
And the thing is, they're a bunch of backstabbing, throat slit and cut person, foot pad and highwaymen. There's not a Republican in Texas wouldn't slip the shiv in Ted Cruz to get his seat.
Yep.
You think Greg Abbott? Greg Abbott wouldn't like to be senator from Texas?
Oh man!
But step I tell you back, what, there is some creepy shit out there. Darlene just shared this with me, and I mean this is the very definition of creepy shit. One of the cucumbers, thank you, Malloy. One of the cucumbers who went to D.C. actively plotted to murder Nancy Pelosi and showed up in D.C. with 2,500 rounds of ammunition. How's that for chilling?
Yeah.
To the bone.
And they yes, Parky.
Tylone.
I sent you a video.
Yeah, I got the link here. Let me open it up.
I don't know if you want to show it or not. I haven't watched it.
And Billable Rick has his hand raised.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to do the hand-raising thing again, and for some reason I'm not seeing hands raised. But anyway, oh, there it is. Okay. I got it. Yeah, go ahead, Billable.
Quite a momentous day, huh?
Yeah, a momentous day, my friend.
Yeah, it's second impeachment. What do you know? You know, I heard the words felony murder used on CNN yesterday by one of the commentators talking about how actually, it was at one of the press conferences. It was
the FBI guy. It was the FBI guy, Rick. I saw that, too. Yep. He used that exact term.
That like, perked up my ears. I'm thinking, oh, now you guys listen to Robin now. I know the agent, you know?
No, the FBI. Agent Fred.
Oh, they've been listening to me for about 17 years.
Yeah, right.
You got our number, man.
Anyway, you know... I was hoping to get more than 10 Republicans because I saw the news reports, you know, the White House was expecting maybe as many as 20 Republicans to defect. That was probably to try to lower the expectations. That was probably what that was all about. That was probably BS that someone put out, you know, on the spokescreen that the White House put for federal order.
I do at least not admire, but I respect their decision. Because every one of them is going to get primaried in 2022 now.
Oh, they are. Sure. And with that huge war chest that Trump is going to have, you know, he can definitely throw a lot of money around in the next election cycle.
He's
not
going to throw that money around.
He's going to pay off the roller guards.
Yeah, money sources are running out quick.
Yeah.
Well, he can't legally pay off his debts with that, but that has never stopped him in the past for the law. So
if he's not impeached, won't he be eligible to be buried, interred in Arlington? That turns my fucking stomach, man.
If he is not, if he's not removed, you mean?
Yeah, if he's not officially impeached, yeah.
If he's not,
well, they won't bury. They won't. Yeah, they won't.
No, not impeached, convicted. I'm sorry, my terminology is wrong.
They won't.
He's not convicted.
They won't bury him at Arlington. It's too close to the Potomac, and the piss would float him out to sea.
How about that?
And he won't decompose. He won't decompose.
Well, so what Sparky was talking about a minute ago, after he was impeached for the second time, and by the way, I'm sorry, I get going in these conversations, and I tend not to necessarily pay the attention I should pay to the stress line. Somebody just gave up. If you want to call back in, I will do everything in my power to get you into the group. But what Sparky was talking about is after Nitwit Nero was double damned, twice impeached, he issued a video because he can't go on Twitter anymore, and he can't go on Facebook. Hell, he's probably not even allowed on Pornhub anymore. And so we'll take just a little bit of the babble, and once again, of course, it takes no responsibility because he's a shit weasel.
If he is convicted, they have to take a second vote.
I want to speak to you tonight about the troubling events of the past week.
Tonight, only
as
it was today.
Said the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Making America Great Again has always been about defending the rule of law, supporting the men and women of law enforcement, and upholding our nation's most sacred traditions and values. Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence.
The only problem being that they did. And him deploring
and
mob
violence. He always has.
And him deploring mob violence, please remember, the man who raised him was a participant in mob violence in 1927.
Yeah.
When Fred Trump was busted at a Klan rally.
Roy Cohn, right?
When 1927, when Fred Trump was busted at a Klan rally in Jamaica, Queens, in full Klan regalia.
Correct.
Was Donnie with him?
She's by a fucking Klan.
And just so folks know how this works, in order for him not to be able to run again, they have to do a second vote after conviction. But here's the rub. It only takes a simple majority in the Senate. That would be easy. The hard part's going to be the conviction.
It's a two-thirds of that. That's a problem. But I'm thinking that they may want to just extirpate the guy from their party. The only way to get rid of him.
The Republicans just stay home and not vote. That'll give us two-thirds, from a
that'd be fine.
Big block
of
them stay home,
Hey, well,
rumor you heard is about senators.
Sorry, Sparky. Go ahead.
What's that, Sparky?
The 20-vote rumor you heard, that was about senators, not congressmen.
They're counting votes in the Senate now because there's nine senators. There are only nine Republican senators who have spoken up against impeachment so far.
But the Republican Party in Florida last week put him back in charge of the Republican Party.
Christ, old cracker, Jesus.
Yeah, Rick, you know, what does Robin always say about hoping? You say it, Robin.
Yeah, hope in one hand and shit in the other and see which one fills up first.
Yeah, the hope hand hasn't done so well for some reason.
You think Mitch is going to have a visit with Trump and just convince him, hey, why don't you just resign? I got the votes, kind of like what happened to Nixon.
No, he does. The turtles don't have spines, okay?
Yeah, okay.
They have shells. They have exoskeletons.
But they don't have chins either.
Hey guys, yeah. I have a new nickname for the maggot shaman.
Yes.
I call them Buffalo Snowflake.
Buffalo.
Oh, that's good.
The one who wants organic foods?
Yeah, that's him. His mother said.
Oh, man, that's pathetic.
And was ordered to be provided organic food by the judge.
Oh, wait a minute, say what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tracy doesn't know about this. Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah. So Buffalo.
No, I mean, I knew about the organic food, but now this motherfucker's gonna get organic food.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Order and Tracy.
Shut up and eat your bologna.
I believe they're gonna give him a consigliere to send out for whatever he wants. And...
Yeah, he's getting takeout deli.
Tracy's trying to say something. Go ahead, Tracy.
Yeah, go, Tracy.
Sorry.
So the white privilege never ends. I mean, we got brothers. I mean, I wish I could have said when I was, you know, in my unfortunate sabbatical, when I was wearing my, you know, the orange is the new black, I wish I had to fix my mouth to say that I only ate organic food. Man. Hey,
you know how far for the flu?
You know, you can't even get real food in jail. And and he's getting organic. Where's he getting? Are they shopping for him at Whole Foods? What the fuck?
Paycheck, yeah. We're all paying
for religious reasons. Yes, I've organic. Who knows?
Borrow and steal to get a fucking snacky cake, man.
It's also really easy to get COVID in jail. So this guy might get COVID, you know, or maybe he spread it too.
Only
none of those people wear masks.
Wait, only if it's organic COVID.
Oh yeah, there you go. There
you go. Did you mention Robin? Did you hear about the? I just got this. This thing in my thing from the root, hashtag Flint. Several former Michigan officials, including ex-governor Rick Snyder, to face charges over Flint water crisis.
Nice. That's tremendous. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, Rick Snyder is Rick Snyder is finally go up on is finally going to go up on criminal charges. Oh, I love this. Cool. Cynthia,
that's great.
Cynthia in the Bay Area just said, give him KFC and tell him it's organic.
Good enough for fearless leader, right?
Hold on, Rick.
You jumped over Tracy there.
No, I'm just saying it's just it's just exhausting. I mean, I'm going to put this in the chat so you guys can. There's again back to the roof. You know, anybody that, but they have this thing. Michael Harriet just did this wonderful article about an hour ago. The whitest insurrections of all time, and he breaks it down about how, you know, the difference between a riot and terrorism and what an insurrection is, and but he breaks down all these different times in history where white people lost their shit and did an insurrection. And but the scary part about it is how many black people died as a result. So I have to say, at least in this one, No one black died, right? Everybody that died were white, even the cops.
I saw a black cop that was trying to hold his own there. I don't know what happened.
He held his own. I'm pretty sure now he's getting death threats, but he led the mob away from the chamber.
Oh, okay.
There is so much. I mean, I watched that video, and it was like, wait a minute. Because, you know, if you know history, a lot of shit comes proper in terms of context. So here you've got a black Capitol police officer who's trying to save the lives of senators and members of the House by taking the danger onto himself with these maggots screaming that word that ain't ginger at him. Chasing him like a fucking lynch mob, and he's doing it all inside of a building built by slaves. Holy crap. When that moment, you know, and the weird thing is, I've spent a bunch of time in D.C., y'all know that, and there are moments, and I talked to our buddy Dr. John one time about this, and he was like, yeah, I get it, because Dr. John's an archaeologist. And, you know, I look at the Capitol building, and it's almost like you, and I'm not claiming special powers or anything. I'm not. But I look at the Capitol building, and I can, it's like looking deep into the future, and you can see, because as a teenager, I saw the ruins of Rome. Mm-hmm. And those buildings were huge and magnificent and painted and beautiful. And now they are ruins. You know, there's a little piece of this building and a piece of that building. And here's some tumbled chunks of another building.
What's that old saying about all great civilizations, Bob?
Yeah. And so, you know, I and it's almost like last Wednesday when I was watching all this go down, it was like, Jesus Christ, that's kind of what I was seeing all those times. And it'll give you the horrors. Question from Jimmy. Government cheese is organic, isn't it? Sure it is, Maggie Buffalo Snowflake Man. I'm not calling you that, Jimmy, but yeah.
We got a couple of hand raised.
I saw Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, you can
Chris.
Go first.
Yeah,
go ahead, Jeremy.
Are you going first, Jeremy?
Well, we can all get a good laugh and enjoy this. The CEO of Parlay, which is actually the way you should say it, came out today and did his "Don't Cry for Me" Nationals version today, saying his app may never come back. Parlay might be gone permanently.
Well, given the fact that it was
Amazon suing them or some, or they're suing Amazon, and Amazon slapped back real hard at them, I guess.
And there's going to be Jack. There's probably going to be a lot of other people suing them because their app was so crummily designed. I mean, Tracy doesn't like the TCM app. Oh yeah. Boy, was Parler a hot
they
mess.
They voted in WordPress.
Yeah, right, but the thing is. People got in there and hacked it and took and copied and mirrored every piece of data on there.
Yep.
So every piece of seditious treason that was uttered on it has a name, an address, a phone number, you know, maybe a driver's license number. Who knows?
Yep.
And it's just all out there, and that's strictly on Parler.
Mm-hmm. They didn't scrub the metadata or anything.
Nothing.
Jack. Terabyte worth of that, or a couple terabytes. Yeah. Chris had his hand raised, and then Billable Rick had his hand raised.
Right. Good job.
Yeah, I just want to announce that Buffalo Snowflake, he's putting together a jailhouse gang
of
all the treasonous maggots, and it's going to be called Buffalo Snowflake and the Skunk Grilling Gang.
Yeah, Buffalo,
all right, Rick,
Buffalo Snowflake and the Polecats.
Okay, hey, you know, there was a speaking of crusty individuals, there was a old federal district judge. He lived to be like 94. He was appointed by Johnson, just died like a year ago or so. And I mean, if you had put a request for him, you know, to have organic food, you know, in prison in front of him, he would have said something like, "What do you think I am, Burger King? This is not. You can have it your way. You know, you're going to do it the way I tell you.
Shit.
It's done." You know, but I mean, it's amazing that, you know, that kind of you know, nonsense was allowed by the judge. I mean, I wonder if the guy's a maggot, that judge in Arizona.
Oh, it could be.
I mean, it's probably a magistrate judge is probably who it is, and they're usually appointed by the district judges of the district, so it may or may not be a maggot. It's probably a former prosecutor, yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, you know, there's certain inconveniences, you know, about going to jail. Like, you can't run your own business from the jail, you know. Sorry, dude, you know, that's just one of the consequences of going to jail. You know You know, don't do the crime if you can't. You know, don't do the crime if you
can't
pay
eat the Wonder Bread and Velveeta, right?
Yeah. Right. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You think they give Velveeta? Come on now.
No. Prison cheese is a term I've used because it actually doesn't have any cheese in it. It's made. It's like a Wendy's Frosty that doesn't have any milk in it. It's made out of vegetable oil.
He said that he's thinking that they're going to give Velveeta. Come on now, player.
You know what they need. You know what they need to tell him.
Eat your potted meat.
Well, I forgive me, Robin, for just a second.
No, go. Yeah. Need you to shut the fuck up, cause nobody asked you, bitch. I need you to shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Bow, bow, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Bow, bow, shut the fuck up. That's what they need to tell him.
Oh, I'm chair dancing. Nobody wants to see that shit.
I love that little toy ever since I found that song.
Oh, I love that so much.
Hey, you haven't heard that yet?
No, no. That's
score one for John, then. I got one.
Yeah, I have been earwormed. I'll be all over the house. Thank God Agnes hadn't heard it, because shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that whole Andrew Sisters vibe.
One more time.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I got this from Tim Cormall, who does his show on – he does a podcast, and he sent it to me after I told him I got to have that. Here it is.
You know who needs that? You know who needs that? You know who needs that?
Who?
Whoopi Goldberg needs that, and Tracy knows
she's not acting. Who's vacuuming? You hear that?
Yeah, somebody.
I do, Rebecca.
Ah.
Yeah, I started using that on my show the other night.
But Whoopi could use that.
Appropriate.
Whoopi could use that because Meghan McCain's back, and Whoopi had to open a can of Whoopi ass on her the other day because she was.
That was beautiful.
Because she was trying to needle Senator-elect Raphael Warnock, and Whoopi just got to the ain't taking it. And if she just had that button, just shut the fuck up.
I like the rhythm. I like the rhythm and the message.
Well, I mean, who doesn't
shut the fuck up?
And who doesn't love that Andrew Sisters vibe?
I know it. I love it.
Kind of get your toe tapping, don't it?
Did you ever play that clip, Bob?
No, but I still have it. So hopefully
Whoopi went all black mama on her. It's it was beautiful.
It's gonna make it into broadcast yet. Probably tomorrow.
Well, it's the same as when. Because like the day before, whatever, Joy Behar, basically, she got funky with Joy. Joy's like, I didn't miss you at all.
I didn't miss you at all. Yeah, that was
What now?
That's mean.
Yeah, it was. And, and that's where you haul out your John Houseman, because she earned it.
Well said. Hey, Rick, I want to ask you a question about the disbarment process and how we can disbar all these motherfuckers, especially starting with Cruz and the other guy. What's the other guy's name from Missouri?
Josh Hawley.
Yeah. How do we who is allowed to submit that paperwork? Do you need signatures? How does it work?
It depends from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
Generally, it's attorneys that file the complaints. I mean, anybody can. If you had a case with somebody, and let's say he had a client didn't like how he acted, or he stole the client's money or whatever, you file a bar complaint. So, I mean, pretty much anybody can file a bar complaint. But if all you have is like second or third hand knowledge of what the person did, then I'm not so sure that it's necessarily. Your report is not going to be really looked on as very credible. I know that Rudy has filed against him with the, with the New York State Bar Association. And interestingly, that's actually a voluntary organization. I didn't know that. It's not, you know, it. You don't actually have to join it, apparently.
Yeah, but somebody can still yank your ticket in the state of New York, I have no doubt. One of the things I found interesting is that either hundreds or thousands of Yale law students and former Yale law students at Yale have signed a petition calling for the disbarment of Hawley and Cruz.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Let's get it going.
There's kind of a minor item I saw in the news as well. It popped up in my feed, my Google feed. There's this maggot from Oklahoma. I think his name is Tom Cole. He was awarded an honorary degree by a liberal arts college in eastern Iowa called Grinnell College. And they decided to yank it back from him.
Yep.
Nice.
And he's the maggot. He's the maggot who led the Republican side in the morning session today.
Oh, okay. Okay. So anyway, he agreed to give back the honorary degree. So its records are going to reflect that that there will be no honorary degree. I'm sure that a lot of alumni and students from Grinnell complained about it, about this guy. You know, he's got an honorary degree. What the hell? And so that's how stuff can get started. You know, as far as getting the senators out of office under, what is it, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, that is going to be a little bit tricky.
That's
not exactly
climb.
Self-executing. I'm not sure how that works, Bob.
It isn't self-executing. I took apart not only Section 3, but Section 4 of the 14th Amendment a couple of nights ago. It says shall not, like in Section 4, you shall not question the validity of the public debt. But there's no there's no remedy for it. There's no punishment for it. So you know the best analysis I could come up with is if you wanted to work the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, you would still have to bring an expulsion under Article 1, and you'd still have to have the 67 votes to expel.
Right,
but it can be it. But, you know, violation of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment can be it can be a, for lack of a better term, a cause of action.
Okay. Okay.
So you'd still have to have the two-thirds, you'd still have to have the expulsion proceeding, but you would plead, you know, but I don't think, but, you know, there's so many hoops to jump through in Section 3. I don't necessarily think that you want to use that. You just bring up a bill of particulars and argue it to the Senate and see if you can scrounge up the 67 votes. And you don't just bring it against Cruz and Hawley. You bring it against the seditious seven, all of them.
Right, right.
You know, it's kind of the opposite of Bill Barr's approach to pardons with George H.W. Bush. In for a penny, in for a pound.
Right.
So you do them all. Yeah, go. Let's see. We had hands up.
Mr. Duncan has his hand up. Yeah. Surly has his hand up.
I wanted to ask the group if they'd heard about the Olympic swimmer that was in the Capitol.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that part. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That stupid fucker was wearing his Olympic jacket.
They'll never recognize me.
With USA on the back and the Olympic logo on the front.
You know what really tickled me? Is all these guys getting arrested. You noticed them at the guy at Pelosi's desk, guy with the podium. All you know, they had beards. And next thing you know, in the mic shot, they're clean shaven. Yeah, I think they were trying to, you know. Wasn't me.
How about all the
that
selfies
guy wore had a beard.
But they took selfies and they posted them on Instagram. You know, there's
Instagram on their face.
These are some seriously stupid people. So you're already under bond. You've got drug charges against you. And your best idea is, hey, I'm going to leave the state of Georgia and go participate in me some treason.
You see the two lawyers that came on CNN to defend the guy that was carrying the podium, Nancy's lectern.
I'm not a magician.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not that kind of guy. He's a nice guy. His wife is a doctor. They got kids. He's a family man. He's not one of these. Are you shitting me?
Yeah, but then somebody said, yeah, but what about the picture of him with the podium? And the guy goes, listen, I'm not a miracle worker.
Well, how about the videos of people getting their notice that they're on a no-fly list?
I love that. I've been loving that.
And it's too bad. The song of the Goodfellas. It's to the Goodfellas. Yeah.
And of course,
not a miracle. Patrick McCoy.
Yeah, exactly. And my personal favorite still remains. I gotta call it up here, but God, it's just so damn good. By the way, the Lindsey Graham sat for a selfie with one of the heads of the Proud Boys. So, you know, we got that going. Guilt by association. It ain't fair.
You know what pisses me off about all of this, about everybody, you know, he's a good guy. He's never done anything wrong in his life, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I just want to think about this. All those times that young black men and women were in front of a judge with a $5 rock and then wind up with 30 years in prison. And it was their first offense.
And, you know, I'm sorry. You know? Maybe you are. I'm terribly sorry, but my hands are bound by the law. You may be a very nice person. And I hope when you're done with your sentence, you'll consider to be a very nice person. Goodbye for 30 years. Yeah, no. I got right. No. I'm fresh out, but my favorite, or one of my favorites, I ran this the other night. I don't know if you heard this or not, John Bredevo, but this is one of my favorites. It's very short, but it's very sweet.
We're animated, totally insane.
They push me out and maced me.
Those are the best.
We might have to do some trading, Bob.
It's the radio swap meet of the air, yes.
I need to tell you. Again, where else are you going to find such fine entertainment? If you have not donated yet, please get on the damn phone right now and dial 9, whatever it is.
And you know donate what? Here. Absolutely.
And join the damn Patreon page, $1 a month. Where else are you going to hear this shit?
Absolutely. And Cecilia and Elizabeth jumped in. And so we've only got $70 to go to finish Chris's $70. Impeach Come the on. Motherfucker Again challenge.
Let's go.
I think we can knock that out, and I think we can knock that out in 28 minutes and change.
We
$70,
you know. And again, I can't emphasize, you know, we make jokes, we try to do anything, because it's that important. Robin has to pay the bills. Robin has to keep this shit going, or it just doesn't appear. It just fades away, and we can't allow that to happen. So yeah, it's big, you know, and it's humbling to have to ask for it. So please reach deep if you can.
Thank you so much, John, and thank you, everybody.
How about the multiple pictures?
It's humbling to have to ask, you know, when you got to pay the bills, when you know it's coming and you ain't got the money. What are you going to do? This is your job. This is it, baby. So tip well. There you go.
So here's the thing. I was reading, you know, back to talk about the insurrection of, you know, that article that I posted in the chat. So I was reading the comments. Somebody wrote, our protests, and this is about black people, our protests and uproar built up frustrations from centuries of abusive tactics, seeing people die, lynched, hung, shot, raped, discriminated against, incarcerated falsely, castrated, separating babies, using babies as bait, using black bodies for scientific research. White insurrections equal built up frustrations from centuries of abusing everyone else and wanting to maintain it without moral accountability for caring, killing, lynching, hanging, shooting, raping, discriminating against, incarcerating falsely, castrating black folks, separating babies, using babies that they using black bodies for scientific research. So when they get upset, if I hear, like I think you said it the other day, Bob, if I hear one more person call this a protest, I'm going to scream. It wasn't a protest.
Wasn't a riot either.
It wasn't a riot either.
Because that was not the language. Because, Tracy, that was not the language of the unheard, because we've been hearing those rotten maggots for the last, not even 4 years. We've been hearing it. We've been hearing from them since they were just teabaggers.
Yep. And I say again on my show all the time, these people rose up from the hatred of having a black man in office. That's where
for 8 years. That's all this came from.
Has been since Obama was elected, and the rise of the Tea Party and all that other bullshit, the Freedom Caucus, whatever you want to, patriotic name you want to try to stick on it to try to hide your shit. That's what it was, pure racism. And this man, Donnie, the wannabe dictator here, came in and capitalized on that, fed it, because he knew it would get bigger. Those cockroaches would come out from under the rocks.
They were just waiting for someone as awful as they are.
They were indeed. And it's our job now to chase them back under their rocks, make them have their little meetings in their little garage, all secret and shit, and have all whatever they want to do. Just don't bring that shit out here, because it's going to be put down every time it is. And that's our job as every citizen out here. That's our job to fix this shit. If you see it, call it out. If you can't, because of the intimidation factor, walk away. Don't be a part of whatever the hell it is that racist assholes are talking about.
Yeah, and I got something here. The fun little backstory to this. The West Virginia Republican Party, which is, you know, pure power in this state right now, okay? I mean, they got a supermajority in both houses. I'm at the point where I've suggested that every Democrat in the West Virginia legislature needs to switch their their registration to Republican and torment the fuckers from the inside. You know, it hurt a lot when that alien came out of the dude's belly there in the movie. You know, that was hurting inside. It was bad. You know, it was bad getting the thing on your face, but it hurts a lot on the inside coming out. But anyway, so they're pure power, and yet all of a sudden they're state party chairman, a woman, an idiot by the name of Melody Potter, up and resigned. And you know what it means when you up and something, John. I mean, it was in a hurry.
Guilty as shit. I got to run. Bye. See you later.
Yeah, she up and resigned, and it turned out that a couple of weeks before she up and resigned, she had praised Donald Trump as being the anointed of God.
The anointed. Won't come up with that bullshit here.
And so today,
I'm having some personal problems in our life, because I have a part of my family that ate up with that. They still think he is appointed by God and that God upholds him and he's the most holy thing. It's sickening. It's sickening.
And so,
evangelicals,
so today,
thanks a lot, baby.
Yeah, and evangelicals,
your shit.
Evangelicals still make up 50% of his base. Sort that one out.
Good God-fearing American Christians.
Good upstanding.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah. Good God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, evangelical, fundamentalist, homosexuals. Yes, indeed.
You say you're a Christian, you support Trump. Only one of those statements is true. You get to pick it. You get to pick it, but you can't have them both. Because no God-fearing man, and I'm coming from an atheist, looking from the outside.
Yeah, you can see him
standing. I looked at your book. I seen what it says. Look it up in Leviticus. It says you can't fucking do that.
Well, you know, they show up at the pearly gates, and St. Pete's going there. Let's see. Insurrection at the Capitol, January 6, 2021. What part of render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's do you not understand, sunshine?
Yeah, trying to cheat.
That is my mom's biggest thing when she talks about, like, you know, because she's a minister and everything. And she goes, she finally decided to stop going to her church. I'm like, aren't you the darkest bitch? Darkest person up in there. Why do you go around these maggots who probably barely tolerate you with no mask? So she finally stopped going to church. But she goes, when they start talking about this stuff and they don't do that, you know, about Christianity and stuff, but what about when they're onto Caesar, what is due? That's in the goddamn Bible. So in other words, when you're not wearing masks, when you're trying to overthrow the government and all this other stuff, how is that Christian? How is that Bible believing? I get lost in the same thing.
And
really,
so today, the acting chairman of the West Virginia Republican Party in the wake of the impeachment, Roman Stauffer, said...
Acting?
Because Melody Potter done up and quit.
They haven't
made it permanent yet. I haven't figured out if Romans called him the anointed son of God, too. Following the unacceptable violent attack on the U.S. Capitol last week, West Virginia Republican leaders have urged a peaceful and orderly transfer of power, and the West Virginia Republican Party joined them in condemning in the strongest way possible the actions of the violent mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol and was made up entirely of fucking Republicans. No, they didn't put that part in there. I did. West Virginians are seeking a peaceful transition and calming of political rhetoric, but unfortunately, the advancement of impeachment mere days before President Trump departs office will not unite or provide the healing our country demands at this time. Blow it out your ass, Roman.
Stick it up your ass, Roman.
And then blow it out
Translation,
again.
Translation, we got caught, y'all, and now we got to come up with some freaking excuse that sounds intellectual.
We tried to overturn
Fuck
the government.
Off, asshole.
Donald Trump tried to overturn the government, and we helped.
And we helped. I'm so proud. Yeah, we're going to check it all down one by one, baby.
And it all comes back except for one tablespoon of treason.
Yeah, we're just one. Just one. We lightened up on it. We was heavy on a cup. Yeah. That's what it is, baby.
Yeah, it's like
and
something.
We cannot let that stand.
It's like something Darlene just mentioned to me. Like Todd from South Carolina has always said, Trump is their great white hope.
Oh, Lord.
And it's true. It's absolutely
their
true.
Messiah, their deity.
And thank you to Jude and Women Standing. We are down to $60 to meet Chris's challenge. That's awesome. $60, 20 minutes. I don't. So,
two people, $30. Four people, $15. Let's do the math here.
Hey, you do the ciphering better than I do. That's quicker than I can come
that's
up with.
That's it. You noticed I stopped, didn't you? I don't want to.
One at 60, two at 34, at 15.
Eight yeah, go ahead, brag eight now. Go ahead, Robbie.
Eight at 750.
Make me look bad.
16 at 375.
$3.75. How many? See, we don't have 16 people out there come up with that. Surely we do. And
yes, we do. And the name's Robin, not
between
Shirley.
Between the couch, the seat, the cushions.
I've been waiting to use that one. Yes, yes, we do. And the name's Robin, not Shirley. See?
Give yourself a gong, John.
No, that was a gnur.
Wait. There it is.
Yeah, there we go.
I got my gong right there. So let me stick back up Donnie's ass. I like it right up there, but that way I know where the stick is.
Well, there went dinner in the Mountain Standard Time Zone.
It's right there in front of me, Bob. There are some things I will not take off my set. That's one of them.
Hell no. Never
remove that little. I have a little statue of Donnie bent over with his pants down, and that's where the stick goes, right up his ass that I hit my gong with.
As long as you don't enjoy it.
I do enjoy it. I do. I'm sorry. I do. Take that. I'm not on video. You can't see what I'm doing.
yeah, but we know.
You don't know. I could have just been, you know.
Theater of the mind.
Oh, Lord. I'm surrounded by Trump shit. I got
to
get
So what's going to happen to Giuliani? What's his future?
Disbarment, I hope. At the very least. That before he goes.
You mean after he cleans up? You mean after he washes his face from from the hair dye melting, dripping on the side of his face?
He made that landscape company famous. That was amazing. That total screw up. Sure that.
Didn't hurt the dildo store none either.
Wow. You're the banging business, I heard.
Oh, wait a minute.
He's going to be Trump's lawyer in trial.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
All right.
Hey, y'all catch where Donnie's pilot didn't know where the Alamo was?
What's that?
Say what?
Y'all catch where Donnie's pilot didn't know where the Alamo was?
No.
What?
He flew into Alamo, Texas after his little wall escapade.
No.
Apparently to do a photo op in front of the Alamo, but apparently the Alamo is about a four-hour drive from Alamo, Texas.
Yeah, Alamo, Texas. Yes, no, the Alamo is not in Alamo, Texas.
No.
Even a hillbilly, even a hillbilly knows that.
And we didn't want his ass in front of the Alamo. Oh no,
man!
My Texas, my state has suffered enough. We have suffered enough. Yeah, you know,
but that's
pretty
that's
soon the, it's going to be. They're going to change it from Florida man to Texas man. But no!
Wait a minute, hey you guys. I think on Discovery ID, I think there's a new show called Florida Man. It's about murders in Florida.
See, I don't want that.
It's actually called Florida Man.
No, I don't think Texas is Texas, but I don't think they'll ever be able to catch up with Florida, man. Hey, thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy apparently enjoys ciphering. Jeremy just took us down to $52.50. That's wow. 2 times 3.375, John.
Oh, there you go with the ciphering again. Wait a minute, I got to get my.
Oh no,
it's
even worse for me because now I got to deal with loose change. So, $52.50 now remain.
Somebody pick up that change and add a little bit to it. You know, even it out. So, like down to zero. That would be great. Have you ever had a Wednesday miracle?
Rapidly approaching one.
That's the cue, people. This could be a motivating force. This could be an opening in your heart. I know that feeling in your heart right now to reach out and fulfill and make that miracle happen today. I can feel that. It's right down in your heart. And more precisely, it's probably in your wallet under a credit card or some shit. Numbers on it. Push it into the computer. Anyway, get your ass out there and do the work that needs to be done. I have faith in you.
Here, here, Brother John. There, here, here.
Oh, shit. Looking at these idiots, Robin, did you ever stop to think to yourself, if I wanted to be a real asshole, I could become a preacher for these idiots?
I've had people, Brother Deacon Asa being chief among them, begging me to do that. But I don't have the larcenous heart of an evangelical minister.
Well, thank you for that, Robin. Thank you. Because that's the same reason I can't. I would not be able to do that to people. You know, it's humbling enough to ask for donations to keep the show going. No. I'm not going to come out there and throw some deity at you and say, well, if you don't give me money, you know, the deity here is going to kill you. That's just not me.
Yeah. Don't you go and die because you're going to go to hell. Atheist. You're going to go to hell.
I'll fight for your right to believe in any deity. There's 4,200 religions in the world. Jesus, pick which God you want and that's it. You know, that's fine. Just practice it yourself. Don't shove it up everybody else's butt. You know, we're not interested. And it's fine just so long as you keep that shit out of my laws.
Yeah, right.
That's the only problem I have. You know.
I was taught before. I can't even remember how young I was when I first heard your rights end where my nose begins.
That's it. Yeah.
And apparently theirs are the only noses that matter.
Well, I do have a what do they call that? When, you know, that territory offshore that's still yours. I have a bumper zone. You can't get in my nose. No. There's an area there. You're going to get only so far. My defenses go up. Yeah.
Yeah, we even talked about that. Agnes and I talked about that story a couple of weeks ago. And I'm a lover, not a fighter. And sometimes you just can't be that. And no. Thank you, Arnold. Arnold enjoys tormenting me with ciphering.
How much ciphering he do?
This is some painful ciphering because it's an even numberish kind of thing, but good God, let's see. Okay. So that's 3250.
Oh, look at there, knocking it down.
Oh, goddamn. $31.98. There's $31.98 remaining. Thank you, Arnold. Thank you.
That's all we're for a miracle? That's how close we are to a miracle?
$31.98 wipes out the challenge.
Where else can you find a cheaper miracle? Cannot find. Go in right now. Look in the book right there. Any catalog you want, go ahead and get on Google there. Search up there. Miracles. You cannot find one at that price. I guarantee you.
Paula White don't take no $20.52. No, sir.
No.
Reach
deep in there.
Now it's even lower. Now it's even lower. George has jumped in.
We're almost at a miracle.
Thank you, George.
A Wednesday miracle.
So now we are at $6.
This doesn't happen unless the forces are at work.
$6.98 to finish Chris's challenge, and then there's just $90 remaining after that, and we're fully funded all the way through this here evening.
This can be a miracle.
It could be.
I'm feeling it. $6.98 coming over
$6.98
right now,
to the miracle.
Coming through the airways. Reach out and touch the screen right now. Oh wait!
Unless it turns the program off, then don't touch the screen. Okay,
yeah, don't
do that.
Screen. If it's a touch screen, don't do that. Outstanding! It is. It's time for a midweek hump day miracle. That way, That way Robin doesn't have to worry about this and can speak your mind. When I say that those that speak from their heart and combine that with the thought of sometimes life isn't just right when you turn on that mic, there's a lot in there that can be impacted and take that pressure off. If the bills are paid, then that releases the heart and the mind to be able to speak a little more fluently, a little more clearly.
And sometimes people speak to me clearly and fluently, John, and they say, we like making you suffer because that's what Earther just said. We had $6, we had $6.98 to go. So now we're down to, let's see, that's
$4.98.
That's $2.98.
Did you carry the two?
Oh, goddamn, shut up. let's see, $6.98 is $2.98. $2.79 to finish off Chris's challenge.
$2.79? All right. Who's going to kick up the 79 cents? I know you got 79 cents in there. Come on.
Oh, no, don't start. I'll get to 79 cents and we'll be ciphering for the rest of the damn night, John.
A nickel at a time. It doesn't matter how we get there. It's the hill. We have to climb.
It's like the little boy looking at W.C. Fields in the bank, Dick, said, Mommy, that man's got a big nose. And she said, it's not nice to talk like that. You'd like to have a nose like that full of nickels, wouldn't you? So, yeah. Let's bring Shorty in L.A. on real quick. She had something she wanted to say to Tracy. You there, Shorty?
Yeah, I'm speaking.
Hey, Shorty.
I'm speaking. Hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
Hey, girl.
okay, put your left hand on your right shoulder, right on your left. Sweet. Oh, God. Girl, you give the best hugs.
Yeah.
Okay. So before I go on my, when I emailed you, sir. I mean, I'm sorry, Robin.
That's okay.
When I emailed you. Tracy, get this. We have to get the L.A. mayor and put a refrigerator up his ass with no Vaseline.
Yeah,
I have to calm down because I was crying. No, I was crying. Am I sounding muffled? Because I know my jaw is messed up. So, do I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound fine.
You're all right.
Okay. So down the street from me, God, Lord Jesus. Before I forget, I'm trying to call our flight surgeon, who's still active, to find out if they have a place for this body. Okay. Yeah, I said body. Down the street from me, there's four people that are COVID positive. And this guy that I used to see all the time walking with a bucket, you know, he's a painter, right? Well, he's dead in his home. They came, wow. The coroner came to the house and called the police and left him in the house. So his body's been there in the house for almost a week. Now, if
oh, my Jesus.
Yeah, no, so he was wearing his mask, but his neighbors who live next door, he never went to their house. They just kept passing by him. They had COVID. He has COVID. Lived by himself for a long time. We can't find his family.
Oh, my God.
So people have gone. I saw people. I don't know how they had, what they had on. They went inside and put blankets there or the body. And so I'm afraid to go there, you know, because I have compromised. You know, I'm surviving cancer. And yada, whatever. No sympathy. So just slight cracked window. On either side of those of that house, the neighbors blows it right into the home. And I'm so disappointed because I know if anybody had a chemical, biological, we had this exercise. If someone had some kind of whatever poison or toxin in them and they die, you know, if he was dead in the house, whatever, his gases would pass. But still, that turns into live activity, maggots. Okay? And other things that can fly and breed. And I know for a fact that every state, because I just re-upped my medical photography certificate about a year or two ago with the county. And I know that in any case, if there's some kind of toxin or anything that's airborne, they have to, by law, stay there until someone can bring some kind of makeshift refrigerator or whatever to put the body in to be able to remove it. Now, I don't give a fuck what they say, but I am right now willing to bring that directive up.
God almighty.
I'm not joking. I'm willing to do that. And Tracy talked me down, because when I do this, I talk real low, like I'm about to talk right now, and that's not good when I'm sound. My deep voice is not good when you hear this voice.
No, it's never good when we talk real low. It's not good.
I am by law, took an oath as an international human rights defender. So I have full international authority to protect the rights of everyone that is in the vicinity there. Understand? So, I can just have someone go on TV, however, and I shout, and we'll do it.
Shorty, how long was he there? How long's
he? He's been in the house right now at least a week. I came back out here and they said it's been at least a week. I said, what? They've been trying to find family, and so I don't want to go that way, you know, because I had treatment today, and so I don't want to. You know, I'm trying to find ways to get people not scared. And have someone get there, or have the health department, somebody come and take something up or whatever. Because it is in the air, and have someone at least swab the neighbor's walls with a Q-tip, because it's the right thing to do.
Jesus.
And there is nowhere on planet Earth. I know these guys are what you call it? Elected in office with those medical examiners people. But there is no way that person, someone had to tell that person from the medical examiner's office to call the cops, which, well, I think they said he probably walked down two blocks, wherever the, you know, we know where that guy, the police station is, Trace on team. Hello?
Yeah.
Shorty, where do you live? Don't you live by, you're not far from Leimert Park, right?
Right, but you know the police station right on King?
Yeah, King and Dinker. Yeah.
So it's two blocks down from there. I'm the next block down. So they said the guy walked from 42nd to 41st to King, and said that he was told the coroner, the medical examiner, and they came and did a police report. So that means that person said, "Hey, this guy, you know, he wasn't prepared for it apparently when he showed up." Okay, so apparently. This is Shorty Logic, okay? They probably made a phone call. Hey, man, I'm not out of anything. I got no whatever, protecting whatever. What should I do? They probably said call the cops. Now, I am so outraged, okay? And somebody said they called their health department 4 days ago and still have not heard back. That
have
is violent under their LA County health laws and pandemic.
Have you called any of the news stations or anything like that?
That's why I'm trying to calm down, because I'm at my I don't give a rat's ass voice right now, and I'll probably have a representative probably from one of our doggies. I'll get into that later, because of the fact that I'm challenging some other people locally. I'll say it. We're quite sure that maybe three people in that station that police station I remember were probably in Washington D.C. Okay, so. I gotta change something because my heart is pounding. When my heart pounds like that, I get into, I put my stripes on and everything, and I can't do that because I want to tell you guys something.
Who's your city councilman or council person in your
guess what? Herb Wesson was voted out, right?
He was voted out. Though.
Yes. Okay. And I don't know, I think it's somebody, Gomez, or I don't know whoever it is. I'm not sure because I'm not always here. But here's the deal. Chicago police, we know that there's at least two sheriffs on, because I want this to be recorded. That's why I'm calling. I'm quite sure that two, we call it Los Angeles, we call people, California sheriff, the highway guys, were there in Capitol Hill. And I'm quite sure that the station that I remembered, that I mentioned a couple of seconds ago, we're quite sure that at least three were at Capitol Hill from that particular place. And they have their own unit. It's a KKK unit, okay? And so I took a picture of two of them today to give me the finger when I said, what about your mask? Because I saluted them because I said, well, my Air Force jacket all the time. And they told me, hurry the fuck up across the street. So I said, what'd you say? And I just smiled, took the picture. And he stood up. And I said, you want to say anything, sir? And I saluted him and got back down in his car. Okay. And that's when Lee says, hey, lady, Apple's lady. And I'm like, and I said, I went to get a newspaper. And I said, I'm just going to walk. And I said, no, I'm going to walk around the sound because I'm scared to, because I don't know, I got, kind of freaky with it. So I'm listening to the show, right? And I'm like, oh, hell no. So I'm kind of talking to the microphone to email him because I have problems with my eye. So now I'm like, this is wrong because I know there are contingencies for this for the sake of the people next door to and fro. And COVID lives in the cold. And we have wind. And people have windows. Now, if they can't put one of those, bubble, how they do for your, what do you call those things? Termites. Something.
Termites.
Yeah, something, right? I need some like, strict encouragement to not, like, MFing with a refrigerator. Because my primary concern is to do something right now before I
Shorty, take a breath, dear. And
I'm breathing.
Oh, I know. Just give yourself one of those hugs again, too, because you raise all the ruckus you need to raise, but you raise it from inside your house, and don't get outside for a while, because if that.
Well, I'm not. That's why I said I walked the other way, but when I was crossing the street. I had my mask on, and I pulled it to and fro, like, where's your mask? And I said, we can't buy you flowers. And normally, they always like, oh, man, and put their mask on. And they gave me the Effie finger. And now, I didn't have my brace on, and I'm trying to get through, and then by the time I get to where their street is, they have this little gate where their cars pull in. And he said, get hurry the fuck up. And I turned around like I was going to salute. I had the camera on me, and I said, what'd you say? And he rolled his window down, and I just took his picture. And he stood up, got out of his car. I said, something you want to say? And I saluted again. I said, something you want to tell me, sir? And he just got back in the car. And I kept on walking.
Jesus.
Because my flash was on. I think the experience of the flash, I didn't know the flash was on. God, don't make no mistakes. I didn't know the flash was on until I realized it, So, yeah. But I'm not, look. I was left in a body bag. So every day, had that person not said six words like, let's wait 20 minutes to see, if my body was warm. If that person did not say those six words, I would be dead. So every day is a blessing, and every day I know not to be stupid. But I need some kind of encouragement to not, this would be unsafe, but that's automatic, to not, I understand. To concentrate on getting these people over here down the street safe before I go. Because my mind right now is to like, hey, hello, what's the sister's name? Or Pat Harvey or whoever. I need to talk to you right now. Here's the photos and yada, yada, yada. Because I need to concentrate right down the street over there. I think it's 40-something. Because it's starting to get windy. And... thank you. I wrote the council person. I just put in everything on my phone thing to look for council. Council assembly, what are you saying? Thank you for that. I didn't have that. See, that's why you guys are in my life, to remind me to call the council person. But that's creepy, huh?
Not only would I call your council person, I would call your state assembly person and your state senator.
Yeah.
I think
this is Maxine Waters, I think.
I think Maxine Waters but your congressperson, but I'm talking about the state assembly person and your state senator in Sacramento. Because when I was having problems with unemployment and I wrote them and called them, they were on it and I got my money sooner than most people did. But this right here, like you said, Pat Harvey, all the black anchors in L.A. Pat Harvey, Mark Brown.
Yeah, but my question is, have you heard of any case like this before? Because I don't know anybody from Texas.
Oh, God, yes.
This is what we have to do, because we have to... in your house?
Hold on, Shorty. Yeah, Robert in Australia was listening to you and said, subject line, the tombs. Was this poor man left in the house in a body bag? After a week, I wouldn't go into the house without proper PPE. The body will be well on its way to decomposing. A British radio show, and this answers your question, talked about this when COVID-19 first broke out, the finding of tombs. People who had died from COVID-19 alone and forgotten, who won't be found until years later. And I mean, some of that,
no, but
Italy,
thought,
Italy, Spain, yeah.
No, I'm talking about California. That's what I was asking Tracy, if anybody, because see, they didn't, that's good, but they didn't even, I don't know. Go ahead, Tracy, I'm sorry.
I know, I have, but then again, Shorty, you got to remember what neighborhood it is. Because I live in Encino, so you bet you by golly, that shit wouldn't happen in Encino. Wouldn't happen in Beverly Hills, but it's in South LA. It's because of who's in those neighborhoods. You know, if it happened a little closer to USC, and there was white folks, that wouldn't be happening.
Well, you know, USC is right. Yeah. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. If it was a USC student or a professor from USC that lived over there, it wouldn't have happened. Right. They would have gotten the body out of there.
You know what? The Tuskegee area, I'm talking about Jim, he's listening to the show. He said, he just heard, he said, check to see the dates of anybody brought into the county coroner's office. You know, before or after that, those people, I think it was the day after the Sorta. Was that a Friday time the Sorta died?
Friday,
it was the next
last,
day.
It was late last
Thursday,
week.
Was it Friday.
Last,
so it was
last
Saturday.
Thursday or Friday.
So he's listening to the show. He said, check the days after. See, this is why it's community radio. Y'all give to the show. Shoot. This is why we have community talk. He said, check the 9th, 10th, and 11th, whatever, of admittance. Because, see, I can do that through the flights for them. Admittance to, what do we call it? Cold storage at the county. See, this is crazy.
So is he? Has,
I'm sorry,
did
Bill.
They actually come in and put him in a body bag, or is it just out of the box?
They didn't do anything. That's what I'm saying. They didn't breach the door. They didn't go inside at all. And I said, well, how did the county coroner? He's got to at least make sure the gas is passed, or at least do something so the gas is due, like put a bag, you know. And they said no, he didn't. They said he got back in the van, and then he got out with a clipboard. He's on the phone, and then next thing you know, he was talking to the cops. They can't report. They never went inside the house.
God Almighty!
This is Katrina. This is Katrina all over
yes.
again. How many
yes.
people? How many bodies lay? You know, they just didn't even go into houses and stuff, and left bodies to decompose. And, oh my God!
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it was black.
But
folks.
You know the point. But see, the good thing about people who are assholes, they like to be good and covering their ass and keeping records, because that police report is now a record that they didn't do a damn thing, right? Because that date that he went down there to file with the police and filing a police report, they better that police that's evidence that they didn't do a damn thing going inside the house. So
there we go.
Another option, because I know
this is something I would be on, you know, Channel 7, Channel 2, Channel 9, Channel 4, Spectrum, you know, Spectrum News.
Well, Telemundo, too, because I'm quite sure he's a Spanish-speaking, so Channel 4, Channel 52? It's a wrap
channel,
after that, because
oh,
that goes all through South America.
The Spanish
Univision,
news,
yeah.
News, Univision,
yeah.
Univision. You know,
yeah.
And
the thing about it, he's my age. He's our age.
How old was he?
Well, I'll be 60. So he said he was a 61 baby also. So that means he either turned 60 at the beginning of the year, or he would have been 60.
What a horror.
So, yeah.
Shorty, you just got
lived by himself.
You just got a note. You just got a note from Jude of Women's Standing. She said, I hear her duress. And I'm lighting a candle for her. And she also said, I was finally able to get a check off to your friend James, whose father has the story on his time, his father's story with the Tuskegee Airmen. Be well, Sister Deer, and be well, Horn Community. And I have to wrap things up. The conversation can continue,
okay.
I presume, on the back porch, but I've got to end the live broadcast. So
okay. Jim actually was supposed to be sending me the book, but I'm telling him to send it to you. So okay.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you.
So can we everybody hug and then give the best hugs?
Absolutely.
Ready?
Ready.
Let's everybody squeeze.
That's good. That's mighty good.
Maybe I'll give the best hug. Squeeze you later, guys.
All right. See
you,
Shorty.
On a happier note.
Take care, dude.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye now.
Hey, I'm fine. If everybody else is going to be screwed in a minute. Smooches.
Later. Cheers. And that's Shorty in L.A. In, you know,
ow.
L.A.
That, Jesus.
My God. And that's the thing with this pandemic. If it happens once, it's probably happened God knows how many times. And that's the horror of it. Thank you. And thank you to Les, and thank you to Andy. Andy just said, sending a little love from the West Texas town. I know exactly what he's... you probably know too, John Bridevo, West Texas Indeed. Town. Yeah,
out of the West Texas town of El Paso,
I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Let's talk. No singing, but Andy.
No singing.
Andy and Les completed the miracle, the miracle.
We have a miracle.
We are fully funded up to this evening. And so all we got to deal with is the rest of the week, and we'll be golden. That's
Manana
fantastic.
Manana is another day.
Manana is another day. Amen to that. Yep. It's been a fantastic conversation. Thanks for putting up the post there, John. I saw that and added it to my page. I appreciate it very much. And thanks to all of you for the conversation.
We appreciate you, Robin. Just remember that, brother.
Thank you.
Sister. I'm sorry.
It's going to be a while. Don't worry about it. This voice.
All right.
We're not going to sweat pronouns or anything.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Let's go.
It's going to be a long time before I've got a voice to go with the name, you know, all this. So, but thank you. Just thank you
so
very much.
Whoever you are.
Thank you, John. I love you too. You are a fantastic, fantastic human being, and you have fought you fought a hell of a good fight, and it's going to be grand to go into an America and into a potential future where, oh my God, we can start talking about solutions instead of simply trying to keep the barbarians out of the gates. Yeah. That doesn't mean the barbarians are going away. There's an asshole. Haley in Arkansas just sent me a story. There's an asshole in Arkansas who, in the middle of all this, is going to reintroduce a Stand Your Ground bill.
Oh, please.
And the trans wars have reopened in Alabama and Mississippi, and we'll probably get to that tomorrow, too. The maggots are not going to stop maggoting.
Nope.
And so there will be plenty to keep our eyes open to going forward. But thanks to all of y'all, and thanks for a fantastic conversation this evening. Thanks to all of you who keep the program alive with your kind subscriptions via PayPal and Patreon. Thank you to our a la carte contributors. Thank you so much for knocking out this excess this evening. Thanks for meeting Chris's Impeach the Motherfucker Again challenge. Thank you all so very much. Thanks to our all-volunteer staff. Thanks to Sparky for coming in on his Wednesday day off and moderating the Extraordinary Ordinary Roundtable conversation. Thank you to Brother Bishop Steve from Georgia Stan in the chat room. Thank you to our news ninjas. Thank you, Brother Deacon Asa, HeadOn.live. Brand new Fresh Malloy on the way, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. The best place to listen to the first run of Malloy is always HeadOn.live. Thank you, John Fox in Australia. Thank you, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thanks to the hardest working, bravest people I know, the men and women of Cold River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. 20 plus years at the forefront of the struggle for human rights and environmental justice in Appalachia. And always, 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 Gina, it's all for you. Stay safe. If you can stay home, please stay home. If you have to be out, take every possible precaution. Wear your mask, wash your hands, wear your gloves, use hand sanitizer liberally, maintain your social distance. You'll notice that Paul from Parts Unknown made it 15 feet this evening, not 10. And he's sharing with us the protocols that are being put in place day by day. In the lab where he works, and they're working at the 15 feet level now. You can't be far enough away from somebody who doesn't have a mask on. And for God's sakes, if somebody comes toward you hollering about how I'm being censored, avoid that person like the plague, because she is. Later, y'all.